breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's federal takeover of Washington's police force has won the backing of the D.C. Police Union. Defense Secretary Hegseth says D.C. National Guard troops are also part of the plan.
You will see them flowing into the streets of Washington in the coming week. There are other units we are prepared to bring in. Other National Guard units, other specialized units. They will be strong, they will be tough, and they will stand with their law enforcement partners.
Congressional Democrats oppose President's action, arguing, among other things, that it is racist. President Trump extends a trade truce with China for another 3 months.
The Chinese embassy in Washington said that win-win cooperation between China and the U.S. was the right path. Suppression and containment would lead nowhere. But negotiations to reach a deal beyond the 90 days will be much harder. The U.S. wants more access to China's valuable rare earths. Donald Trump is threatening to impose sanctions to prevent Beijing buying more Russian oil. And China wants Washington to lift curbs on sales of advanced technology so they can buy more computer chips.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Mr. Trump has high hopes for this Friday's Alaska meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, exploring ways to end the war in Ukraine.
I'd like to see a ceasefire very, very quickly. Very quick. I'd like to see it immediately, but I'd like to see it very quickly. And we're going to be dealing with the European leaders, and we're going to be dealing with President Zelensky, and hopefully we're going to have a great success.
Two people killed, at least 10 others injured, a powerful explosion at a U.S. steel plant just south of Pittsburgh. Shooting at a Target store parking lot in Austin, Texas, left two adults and one child dead. A suspect is in custody. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 57 points, NASDAQ futures 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good Tuesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big wreck on the Beltway on the Dundalk side. Happened about a half an hour ago. Now the outer loop between North Point Boulevard and Cove Road, the report right now says the outer loop is closed, so everybody locally over there will be on North Point Boulevard up through that area, probably as far north as Eastern Boulevard, Merritt Boulevard, up through that area. So be prepared over on the southeast side. The area coming up from Sparrows Point is blocked on the outer loop. And then several problems to the south. Big wreck on the BW Parkway southbound after 198. Delays are actually beginning at 197. And I think most of this wreck may have just cleared. It was on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at River Road. Still some slowing there, but now it's beginning to clear after the ramp at I-270. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, it is going to be a hot day as temperatures climb into the upper 80s and the low 90s. It's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Tonight we drop down to the 70s, then tomorrow it's back to the 90s with the next chance of storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 70 degrees. Aberdeen has 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A Hartford County judge has sentenced Victor Martinez Hernandez to life in prison without a possibility of parole for the 2023 killing of Rachel Morin. The 24-year-old was convicted in April of first-degree murder, rape, kidnapping and other charges after prosecutors said he attacked the 37-year-old mom of five while she was jogging on the Ma and Pa Trail. Morin's body was found in a drainage culvert. Investigators said she had been fatally beaten with a rock. The sentence also includes an additional life term plus 40 years, with the judge calling him beyond rehabilitation. Six people, including four children, died Sunday in a house fire in Waldorf. Authorities say two adults escaped. Another resident was not home when the fire broke out, but the victims included children believed to be as young as 9 years old. Investigators believe the blaze began in an enclosed porch, although the cause remains unknown. Mayor Brandon Scott is rejecting President Trump's claim that the city has so far gone on crime, pointing to Baltimore's lowest violent crime rates in more than 50 years. As Scott said, homicides are down 28% this year, and credited the city's group violence reduction strategy for that progress while acknowledging ongoing challenges. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 050. Pick 4, 6860. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Ravens wore in pads again yesterday as they practiced for the second time in a six-day stretch. Those missing included Kyle Hamilton, as well as Jair Alexander and Keaton Mitchell. David Ojabo making some noise again yesterday with a big practice afternoon for Baltimore. Birds come into this three-game set with the red-hot Mariners in a deep post-trade deadline slump, having scored only 24 runs in nine games, only eight runs on 12 hits in 88 at-bats against the Athletics. That's a 136 batting average. The recognizable lineup that we had come used to before the trade deadline, now only the core remains for Baltimore. Golf news, the second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs opens today at Caves Valley Golf Club in Owings Mills. It's the BMW Championship. Practice round day one open to the public. The top 50 players in the FedEx Cup standings are competing, including FedEx Cup standings leader Scottie Scheffler and number two Rory McIlroy. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland football coach Mike Locksley saying his players are now professionals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM
in Harford County the right choice for Maryland. And, of course, it is a Tuesday, August 12th of 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up with the program in this hour, the murderer of Rachel Morin has been sentenced. We'll also take a look at the Israeli war with Hamas and taking over control of Gaza. The president taking control of D.C. and the crackdown on crime is our top story of the day today. Our nation's capital has seen unbelievable surges in crime, so much so that the president finally decided that's it. And, of course, we saw a number of examples he pointed out yesterday, and we'll get into those, some of those here in just a moment. But here was his announcement at his press conference yesterday morning.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that.
Yeah, so the Attorney General Pam Bondi is, again, I think Terry Cole is the one that has been tasked with working with the D.C. police chief, who is a DEI chief, by the way, Pam Smith, with running the MPD, the Metropolitan Police Department. Trump said he's also going to deploy 800 National Guardsmen to our nation's capital.
In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety in Washington, D.C., and they're going to be allowed to do their job properly. And you people are victims of it, too. You know, you're reporters, and I understand a lot of you tend to be on the liberal side, but you don't want to get mugged and raped and shot and killed. And you all know people and friends of yours that happened. And so you can be anything you want, but you want to have safety in the streets. You want to be able to leave your apartment or your house where you live and feel safe and go into a store to buy a newspaper or buy something. And you don't have that now. The murder rate in Washington today is higher than that of Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, some of the places that you hear about as being the worst places on earth. Much higher. This is much higher. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means because it just goes back 25 years. Can't be worse. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs, and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, we'll talk about this here in greater detail in just a moment, including what he said about Baltimore. But I was on X right after, and the number of people who live in D.C. Were just going off. He's right. It's horrible here. You know, D.C. has changed dramatically. And so yeah. I think that's the reason why the White House press briefing room was so packed yesterday. Because even members of the media will have one, an ABC News anchor coming up in just a second, relating her story of how bad it is just to go to work in our nation's capital. So, once again, this is an 80-20 issue. The Democrats find themselves
on the 20. Wrong. Yeah. Once again, 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBN, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. I was just looking around and kind of cruising here a little bit. Came across the backup, 95 South at Route 32, and then I went down to 216, 198. Nothing there. So whatever this is may have just occurred southbound after the ramp at Route 32. I'm not even sure what it is yet, but it looks like could be a wreck in that area because south of there, not a lot of traffic. So we'll try to get word on that. Nothing official yet from the state police. A couple of things have cleared now. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, the wreck at River Road on the shoulder, getting better through there. The wreck on the BW Parkway south of 198, also off the roadway now, getting better from 197, but still backed up. Only the right lane is closed now on the Dundalk side of the Beltway. Had been shut down for about 25 minutes. Outer loop, the wreck between North Point Boulevard and Cove Road, but only the right lane is blocked now, so that'll get back to normal pretty quickly through there. Heads up this morning, beginning today, big golf tournament in town. Park Heights Avenue is now closed at Caves Valley. Oh. Baltimore County will be there. The BMW Championship, I think it is in town.
Big yes, it is.
Playing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big one. And I noticed
and
they've got a
parking over at the Metro, I think. Is
yeah,
that correct?
Well, that and also down off our old location, Music Fair Road, there's a spillover right. lot down there as well. So
correct.
There are signs.
They shuttle you in.
Yeah, they shuttle you in. There are signs directing you. If you're on 795 or coming from Reisterstown Road, there are signs that will direct yep. you.
Now, I understand if you've got a Beamer, you get to go up and park on top of the hill.
That's what you understand.
Yeah, that's what I understand. You got a Beamer, it's a BMW championship.
And of course,
you
when
got
Chuck.
A Beamer, you can take your ass up the top of the hill.
When Chuck is driving, it's a Boomer Beamer. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot today. Highs in the mid to upper 90s. A stray shower possible tomorrow. Highs again in the 90s. More storms possible. Right now, we're already at 73 in Annapolis, 70 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. Donald Trump has federalized Washington, D.C. will deploy the National Guard troops to fight crime in our nation's capital. May I suggest he start with Congress?
435 potential criminals right there.
A big one. Clean it out. Since it was announced the Late Show with Stephen Colbert was being canceled, the ratings have exploded. And Colbert's viewership is now better than Fallon and Kimmel's combined. They're calling it a sympathy watch.
That's not saying much, though, is it?
Really?
Health officials in California warning hunters not to eat the meat of feral pigs if the meat is bright blue.
Yeah, I typically would not eat bright blue meat.
Usually it's the green meat that you want to stay away from, but the blue meat. Mm. Officials want to say if hunters really want to eat the blue meat, then wait for the smurf hunting season. AOL will officially discontinue their dial-up internet service September 30th of this year. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember, it took like 5 minutes to fully connect, if you could get through. And this was started back in, what, 1991, I think.
Yeah. We thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it was. You're able to get on the internet. Now, of course, it's instant on in many cases.
On every device.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel has attained Italian citizenship as an exit strategy, just in case he's targeted by the Trump administration. Because, you know, nothing screams Italian like the last
Kimmel.
Name of Kimmel.
On the Mamma Mia Network.
According to Farmers Almanac, the northern U.S. will experience a return to old-fashioned winter this coming season. An old-fashioned winter means where snowmen are snowmen and have snowballs.
Oh, I see.
That one.
So, Michelle, that one tickled your fancy. None of the other stuff did, but that one got you, huh? Okie doke.
I would have gotten bleeped if I'd have said that.
Yeah, I know.
No, you wouldn't have. Google's AI chatbot Gemini has apparently developed depression. This after Grok over on X, when you, it was sending out messages, pictures of naked women under certain search fields, and of course now there's been an anti-Semitic thread discovered at Grok. I tell you, this artificial intelligence stuff is nasty.
Yeah.
There is the new traffic AI. Have you heard this?
No.
It's called the Chuckbot.
Chuckbot.
Yeah. When you ask it a question, it complains about traffic cameras and focuses only on the plaza.
Yeah.
I said, let me tell you something about this. I tell you what, Senator Kennedy retires. I'm going to take his place.
You should.
Yeah.
It's National Vinyl Record Day, and to celebrate, we should mark the occasion.
Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record's stuck. The record's stuck. The record's stuck.
Yeah. That's why.
What was your first record album or record that you bought?
The Beatles' first album.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
Meet the Beatles.
Yeah.
That was my first one. I still have that record.
Really?
I was only seven. My parents I had an allowance, and I just bugged them. They took me to the record store, and that's what I bought. Chuck, what was yours?
Well, I have that one. I bought that at the PX at Camp Lejeune because my brother-in-law was in the military, and I paid 69 cents for it.
I don't even remember.
My first album was way back. I had a Bing Crosby Christmas album from 1959. I still have it.
Was that the White Christmas one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle, what was your record? First one?
I got a 45
And it was the greatest American hero song.
Wait a minute.
Was that Believe It or Not?
Yes, it was Believe It.
That's Believe It or Not, right?
Okay. Right. That's different.
He plays that every day before he comes to work.
I just don't believe it.
He says, Believe It or Not.
My first 45.
Dying on
was
air?
Yola Rose of Texas.
Okay.
And I was like 5, 6 years old. I used to stomp around the house in little cowboy boots. I'd play it over and over. It magically disappeared one day. Yeah. I never knew what happened to it. Just,
I bet you still do that on Friday nights now.
Well, it's interesting because when my parents knew I was going to be into broadcasting, I had all these 45s. Remember the little insert you put on the 45?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that you, not the one that you stacked them, but the one you could play each individual record.
Correct, yes.
I had all these records lined up, and I would, and you'd have to change each one.
Yep.
So I would play the song, and then I would ad lib in between taking that record off, putting the next record on, and they knew then that it was a career in radio.
You were 23.
They weren't happy about it, but
yeah,
that worked out.
You were 23.
I think it was 30 when they finally discovered it was going to work out.
Wow, what a career.
Yeah. Yes, we recently honored yours.
You know, I know.
At the Chuck Roast, folks.
I'm waiting for the next couple to show up.
Yeah. We're waiting for it to show up on the online, some of the highlights.
Yeah.
I don't know what's taking so long there.
We don't want to see that.
Yes, they do. Especially oh, a couple highlights
they
here and there.
They desperately want to see
it. Right. Chuck, seeing a couple, 6:21. Right. And coming up, more of your calls and comments, what the president said about Baltimore, and much, much more. We'll hear from Judge Jeanine as well. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun just stop Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter. The philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Good morning, it's 6:23 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Still don't have any official word as to what this backup is on 95, but we're still getting brake lights right after the ramp at Route 32. So from there down to Route 216, we're slow on 95. Shouldn't be that slow early this morning, because even after that, towards 198, there's no backup at all, and we're moving okay to the Capitol Beltway. Suspect there may be a wreck in this area just south of Route 32. We're trying to get a confirmation on that. So far, nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels. They may still be wrapping up a wreck on the Dundalk side of the Beltway. Could be still blocking the right lane outer loop in the area at North Point Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Hot today, mid to upper 90s. Stray shower is possible. Sunny in 74 in Ocean City, 71 right now in the partly cloudy skies in Millersville. Yesterday, the president announcing a federal takeover of our nation's capital. He says we've got to get rid of no cash bail. The sanctuary city status is over for D.C. He's going to remove the homeless and the encampments, which has already begun under the U.S. Park Police and federal federal properties. And juveniles are rampaging through city streets. That's going to end in D.C. And he said they're going to basically get rid of the slums.
It's becoming a situation of complete and total lawlessness. And we're getting rid of the slums, too. We have slums here. We're getting rid of them. I know it's not politically correct. You'll say, oh, so terrible. No, we're getting rid of the slums where they live.
Yeah, and he did mention Baltimore along with other cities like Chicago and Los Angeles and Oakland in his remarks yesterday.
We have other cities also that are bad, very bad. You look at Chicago, how bad it is. You look at Los Angeles, how bad it is. And we have other cities that are very bad. New York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly, as they say.
And that prompted a letter, a statement from the elected officials of Baltimore City and the state of Maryland, signed by Mayor Scott, Governor Moore, and numerous other elected officials. They saying that this morning the president and members of administration announced plans to deploy the National Guard in D.C., take over the city's police department. The president mentioned Baltimore by name in his remarks and made it clear he intends to deploy the National Guard to other cities across the country. As leaders in Baltimore and the state of Maryland, we stand in strong opposition to the president's latest power grab, which is based on pure lies about our communities. Baltimore, like D.C., is seeing real public safety progress. Homicides down 40% since 2021, even as the Trump administration has slashed funding for the programs that brought crime to record lows. If the president of the United States was actually interested in reducing violence, he would look to local leaders as an example rather than federalizing troops to take over our cities. We know from experience how to improve public safety. Blah, 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 blah. So it's just that, you know, these people are criminal. We know we have juveniles rampaging through our streets. We have carjackings. In D.C. alone, we've had what? We've had an intern that was shot and killed. We had the two at the Israeli embassy shot and killed. We had Big Balls that was roughed up trying to protect his girlfriend from carjacking and much, much more. For people that live in D.C., that know people, have family and friends in D.C., they know the truth. Same for Baltimore. If you talk to the residents of Baltimore, we had a mass shooting in Park Heights the other night. We have ongoing carjackings, vandalism in Federal Hill, so much so they had to create their own entertainment unit that now has to go through Fells Point, Canton, Federal Hill, et cetera. So it is, again, it's more of the same. They can play with the numbers. By the way, a D.C. police commander has been found manipulating the statistics. So that is, I'm sure the same thing is going on here in Baltimore. Yeah. All right, Chuck has got an update for us on what's happening on traffic.
Chuck? There's a wreck coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel between there and 395, southbound 95, right before Camden Yards. It's in the left-hand lane, and it's crowding that lane, so we're backed up coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and in turn, eventually, that will be a problem for the traffic going into the tunnel. Once you come out, stay as far right as you can. I'll be back.
All right, and we also heard from U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro yesterday, who had a very powerful statement.
But what I can tell you is this. I see too much violent crime being committed by young punks who think that they can get together in gangs and crews and beat the hell out of you or anyone else. They don't care where they are. They can be in DuPont Circle, but they know that we can't touch them. Why? Because the laws are weak. I can't touch you if you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old and you have a gun. I convict someone of shooting another person with an illegal gun on a public bus in the chest, intent to kill. I convict him. And you know what the judge gives him? Probation. Says you should go to college. We need to go after the D.C. Council and their absurd laws. We need to get rid of this concept of, you know, a no cash bail. We need to recognize that the people who matter are the law-abiding citizens, and it starts today. But it's not going to end today, because the president is going to do everything we need to do to make sure that these emboldened criminals understand we see you, we're watching you, and we're going to change the law to catch you. And my final note is this. These kids understand that the jurisdiction is through the state attorney general, Brian Schwab. I did a poster of the young man from Doge who was beaten bloody with a severe concussion, a broken nose. And then I did a poster of what happens to those kids, because I can't arrest them, I can't prosecute them. They go to family court, and they get to do yoga and arts and crafts. Enough. It changes today.
U.S. Attorney, former Judge Jeanine Pirro, and she was excellent, as was Pam Bondi and all of them yesterday. And, again, it's time to reclaim our cities. These blue cities run by progressive Marxist Democrats have destroyed these cities for the most part, and the evidence is pretty slam dunk. 6:30, your calls and comments coming up next and more right now with the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A Hartford County judge has sentenced Victor Martinez Hernandez to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2023 killing of Rachel Morin. The 24-year-old was convicted in April of first-degree murder, rape, kidnapping, and other charges after prosecutors said he attacked the 37-year-old mother of five while she was jogging on the Ma and Pa Trail. Morin's body found in a drainage culvert. Investigators say she had been fatally beaten with a rock. The sentence also includes an additional life term plus 40 years, with a judge calling him beyond rehabilitation. Six people, including four children, died Sunday in a house fire in Waldorf. Authorities say two adults escaped. Another resident was not home when the fire broke out, but the victims included children believed to be as young as nine. Investigators believe the blaze began in an enclosed porch, though the cause remains unknown. Mayor Brandon Scott rejecting President Trump's claim that the city is so far gone on crime, pointing that Baltimore has the lowest violent crime rate in more than 50 years. Scott said homicides down 28% this year. He credited the city's group violence reduction strategy for the progress, while acknowledging the ongoing challenges. Thousands of Baltimore area residents lost electricity Monday after an unplanned disconnection at the Brandon Shores power plant. BGE issued an emergency conservation request as the regional grid operator ordered a temporary reduction in demand to stabilize the system. The outage affected roughly 4,000 customers at its peak before transmission lines were partially restored later in the day. The right southbound lane of Hanover Street Bridge is closed for repairs, according to city transportation officials. Crews are fixing multiple holes in the bridge deck between Cromwell Street and the start of the steel grading. 6:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 050. Pick 4, 6, 8, 6, 0. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Yes, once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're starting to get more of a major backup now with this wreck on 95 South. It's coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound before Camden Yards at 395. And now the fire department has arrived, so now they're blocking another lane. So it looks like we're only two lanes coming south out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And it's slow there. It's backed up all the way back through the tunnel already and starting to back up and working its way down from the Keith Avenue ramp. Now, here's the other problem. The word gets out back in Rosedale that there's a problem on 95, and now 895 very quickly is already backed up to Pulaski Highway and headed for Moore. So if this is here for a little while longer, both the tunnels are going to very quickly go to 25 to 30 minute delays on the southbound side. We still have not figured out what the problem is, but the backup is still there. I-95 south in Howard County is still slow with what appears to be an incident just south of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, it is going to be a hot day as temperatures climb into the upper 80s and the low 90s. It's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Tonight we drop down to the 70s, then tomorrow it's back to the 90s with the next chance of storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. As the Ravens prepare for preseason game 2 at Dallas on Saturday night, head coach John Harbaugh making a point about this particular practice period for Baltimore.
This is an important stretch. This particular part of camp is really about taking that execution to a level. And that's really what we're intentional about right now in everything we do. Getting as good as we can at what we do, how we do it.
One player standing out is a guy who's on the roster bubble, outside linebacker David Ojabo, having a great summer camp.
It's my first true offseason healthy. You know, I feel like myself, feel confident, you know, just kind of letting it rip, man. Not thinking about, you know, rehabbing, man. I'm just thinking about football, man. So
his presence, though, on the opening day roster will be determined if the Ravens keep six pass rushers or not. Orioles hosting the Mariners for three beginning tonight at Camden Yards. Birds suffering since the trade deadline. Just 3-6. With the lineup other than the core unrecognizable, the bullpen as well. Manager Mancelino was asked if he has only four or five guys now that he can depend on at the plate.
Yeah, I think that's part of the story. I think the other part, you know, that's the bigger part of the story. I think the smart part is the A's have good stuff. You know, it's not the A's from a couple years ago.
Orioles batted only 136 against the Athletics over the weekend. Meanwhile, the Mariners come in smoking hot. They're a half game behind the Astros in the West, winners of 9 of their last 10, and they boast the Major League's number one home run hitter.
Cal blisters this out to right field. He has homered! Cal Raleigh's 45th home run this year. He has tied the one and only Johnny Bench.
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on Root Sports in the Pacific Northwest. Raleigh and Johnny Bench behind only the Royals' Salvador Perez. Home runs in a single season for a catcher. Maryland football hits the practice field this afternoon in College Park. Candid comments from head coach Mike Locksley on the new reality of college football, the relationship with his players forever changed.
This is the new landscape. When you start paying people, they become pros. You're a pro. My players are pros because they are being paid.
This is what we have now in the college division of pro football. And finally, out at Caves Valley and Owings Mills, it's practice round day one of the BMW Championship, the second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Scotty Scheffler continues to lead the way in the standings. Rory McIlroy number two. J.J. Spawn and Justin Rose are 3-4. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Ravens are must-see TV.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Good to be back with you guys. You guys
nice
doing
to
good?
Have you back. Hopefully you enjoyed your day off.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Hey, real quick, now that we're kind of, the seasons are kind of turning from the Orioles to the Ravens, sportbookreview.com has come up with a 2025 NFL watchability index.
Oh, right.
The teams that are most watchable by the country. So the Ravens are actually the number one team when it comes to this. They have four of the top 10 must watch games this year, starting with week one at Buffalo, which of course we know about.
Sunday night.
But then also Ravens at Chiefs, and both of the Bengals games, which are both primetime games. And the Ravens have three of the top primetime games in the league this year.
Wow.
I know there are a lot of Ravens haters out there nationwide because of the image and, you know, the past and all that kind of stuff. But Lamar is must-see TV.
Yeah, it's good football. It's exciting football.
They had a satisfying, satisfactory runner as well, who was a little bit okay to watch.
USA Today just had them predicted at 14-3.
Wow.
And Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Okay, well, yeah, so. You know, I think if they if the defense can get turnovers this year, it's a Super Bowl team.
No, but at the end of the day, Lamar still has to deliver at playoff time.
Boy, you and Lamar, man.
You know, I'm just telling you. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Look, I think he's a very talented guy. He's very gifted. With the kind of money you're paying the guy,
I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
I wouldn't say that.
Not necessarily the best passer, I think, but the best quarterback. In other words, he has the ability to be multifaceted in a way that no other quarterback currently playing has.
I would have to say that Mahomes currently is the best quarterback.
Mahomes runs as well?
I think the biggest characteristic of the best quarterback in the league, the most important characteristic, is making the right decision at the right time. Yeah. And I'm not sure that Lamar always does that.
And winning.
Well,
winning helps as well.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So.
I'll take Mahomes right now over Lamar, but that could change quickly.
It could change if he has a great year. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here. Barbara in Baltimore.
Good morning, and thanks so much for taking my phone call.
It's our pleasure.
I have time. Before I comment about the president, I watched the entire interview. I never miss him when he's on. I'd just like to say something about last week. You had someone on, I don't know who it was, but apparently a well-known man who is a politician. And I was listening to him and I liked it. But then he was asked, which party is he going to run as? And he said he hadn't decided. And my voice to him right now, from my lips to his ears, don't bother. If you don't know that you're a Republican and conservative, stay home and don't waste our time. Because I don't understand why that's even a...
Yeah, you're talking about Ed Hale.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who... Well...
No, I think it was Ed Hale.
I tell you what, he won't get one dime from me. Because I don't understand why you got to decide. You look at what Democrats are doing, and you got to think about it. Stay home. But anyhow, about what's happening in D.C., I love it. President Trump is doing it. But people in Maryland, don't start celebrating yet, because guess what? Glenn Youngkin has got Virginia under control. If they go there, they're going to get locked up or more than likely shot when they start trying to mess with people. That's what's going to happen if they go to West Virginia. They're coming to Maryland, where we are soft on crime, so get ready.
I would agree. That the message that President Trump put out yesterday, when Democrats are weak.
They can grab a train or a bus. And Maryland is the closest target where they can get away with it, and you better be ready. So get your nines loaded, get your ammo, get your carry concealed, and get ready, because it's coming here.
All right, so.
Eggheads and fools running this state, and the Republicans have nothing to say. I haven't heard anybody say anything in the last couple of years. They'll probably have some campaign speeches coming up and some events to collect some money to go do nothing.
Yeah, you have a few Republicans in the Maryland Freedom Caucus.
Well, Nino, to me, is the one person whose voice I hear in between elections.
Right.
I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah. It's a party in disarray, and we're going to need to fix that. If you want to be a true opposition party, then we need leadership, and unfortunately we don't have that, Barbara.
Well, I think the citizens here get ready for the crime, and one thing that the city can do, because I was at the Ravens game, a lot of fun. The Ravens are fun to watch,
yes.
They really are. But I was at the game, but you know what? It is dark as heck down there. Walking to your par, walking through the... Why don't they put some lights instead of messing up the streets with all these bike lanes and the other BS that does?
Yeah, that's a common complaint. The people that go to either Oriole games or Ravens games.
Dark.
You know, see, Ravens, unless it's a primetime game, at least in a lot of our games in our afternoon, but even in broad daylight, people are reluctant. Got to run, but Barbara, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Interesting that she thinks that, you know, this stuff will be chasing crime out of D.C. and it'll be coming to Baltimore because we're prime targets.
6:43 right now. What a pleasant thought. Traffic and weather on the threes. You talk about pleasant thoughts. You have got to be thinking about the cameras that are looking at
say
the trees.
Prime targets.
Yeah. No, you got to think about the view of the trees from the cameras and the view of the plaza. Oh, and of course, Chuck Whitaker.
And don't forget the guys doing the construction on 95.
Yeah.
Had a hell of a wreck on 95 after we got off the air yesterday up in Harford County.
Big wreck, single vehicle turned over, all kind of stuff going on. Now, you're really going to be ticked off early this morning because the tunnels are already looking at 30-minute delays plus. And the problem is an accident on 95 South coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still crowding the left-hand lane. The fire department has left the scene, but the police cars are still there. So they're looking at it. That backs up the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which in turn now is backed up not quite to Moravia Road, but almost. And 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, which takes the overflow, is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So already 30-minute delays at 6:45 in the morning. And we'll see how it fares after they get this accident out of here right before Camden Yards on 95. Still have not figured out what was causing that delay on 95 South after Route 32 in Howard County, but we're still looking. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be for this Tuesday hot, mid to upper 90s. Stray shower possible tomorrow. And of course, pretty much the same storms are possible as the heat is on. Right now, clear 74 in Stevensville, 73 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the truck wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Hudson.
Hey, I had Captain Crunch for breakfast. The roof of my mouth is in shreds.
KFC heard the people loud and clear. The legendary potato wedges. That's wedges, not wedgies, Chuck.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Finally making their long-awaited comeback nationwide. But people like the KFC fries, but the potato wedges. And now you can get them dunked in either KFC gravy or zesty comeback sauce.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah. And perfectly timed for
wedgies can hurt.
Yeah, National Potato Day, August 19th. And they're celebrating with $7 wings and wedges combo starting August 18th. The ideal pack starts in 5 hot and spicy wings. You can also get extra crispy coating and all good stuff. I like the potato wedges. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff,
too.
You know?
I do too.
Burger King is giving away free Whoppers for a whole week.
Wow.
And that, of course, all you had to do was...
There's something on the app?
Yeah, that is on the app now.
Sorry, Chuck.
That's right. I'm not even covering it, because if it involves the app, it's not even working.
It's on the app. I mean, Chuck can't do it easily. We only do news that Chuck can do easily, so that's fair.
The only app he likes is Appetizer.
Yeah.
Old Cold Stone Creamery introducing...
I don't want to make an app out of myself.
Root beer ice cream. Limited time flavor. I think I'd like to go for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Root Beer Revival Creation features root beer ice cream folded with chocolate chips, caramel, whipped topping, and while go with a float and a classic root beer float. I used to love root beer floats.
You know, Chuck always goes
with whipped, aren't you?
Yeah, anything with whipped. You know. You're a fraction of a second faster than me, Chuck. Congratulations to you.
I used to love birch beer.
I'm old, but I still got it.
I used to love birch beer. I haven't had a birch beer in ages. Crumble making the new strawberry skillet cookies. That's a warm graham cracker cookie topped with a scoop of mousse and strawberry jam.
Mousse.
Really? Mousse.
Hello, friends.
They're in season now.
Today's listen.
Wilbur.
No, Bull Winkle, not that.
I still like, what's his name? Boris. And Natasha.
Badenoff.
The Badenoffs.
Badenoff.
The peanut butter pretzel brownies available at Crumble, as well as chocolate cookies and cream. And birthday cake cookie is out now as well. So a lot of good stuff.
Trump's going to see on Friday, isn't it? Boris Badenoff.
Yeah. In Alaska.
Yeah.
You know? I'm telling you, this looks because, you know, Russia called him. So, you know, they might be ready to cut a deal. I think
he put those subs over there. He said, get him on the line.
And the sanctions. And and then he went after India for buying Russian oil. So they're, again, they're cut off their the Russian war machine. And that's how he got
there. And then she calls up and says, can we talk next week?
Exactly. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Let's get, we've got John in Baldwin. He wants to rebut what Barbara said about Ed Hale. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. Look, it's not really a rebuttal. It's adding some information.
Okay.
I think what Barbara failed. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think what Barbara failed to take into consideration is the fact that the Democrat political mechanism in the state of Maryland is all in for the dime store Obama. Anybody, because he's got to be the one to go on from there. You know, he has to win this gubernatorial election in order to be viable for the presidential in 28. So they're only going in one direction. The power structure of the Democrat Party can only line up in one direction, and that does not include Ed Hale. So he has to find a slot where he has some viability, and that's why, you know, he's saying, I don't know if I'm a Republican or not. Look, he is who he is, and his record is pretty straightforward. And I think his accomplishments speak for themselves. So I think if Barbara will give him a look and understand the way the reality shapes up for anybody trying to primary Wes Moore, I think she'll see a clear picture. And I have one more thing if I could throw in.
Sure, yeah.
Y'all were talking about the Pimlico project yesterday. I have a prediction. I have a prediction that you will never see a racetrack on that site again. Think about Wes Moore. And think about Brandon Scott. And now think about who benefits from Thoroughbred racing. Who are the owners? Who are the trainers? They are overwhelmingly in the ownership position, rich white people. And I just don't see Brandon Scott and Wes Moore putting $400 million, and with cost overruns, you know it's going to be $500 million, putting that kind of money on the table for the benefit of rich white people. I would not be at all surprised if on that site you see affordable housing.
Well, you know, you look, it's interesting because there's the other component, that is, remember, William Donald Schaefer hated the fact that the Colts left town under his stewardship, if you will.
Yep.
And it bothered him to the very end that he lost the Colts. And I think the Colts are a much bigger thing than the Preakness is. But, I mean, there is tradition there. But I don't think any one of them wants to be the politician that lost the Preakness. And that's really what's driving a lot of this. But John, you might be right. We'll see what happens coming down the road. We got to run. But thanks for the call. 651, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHIC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of my guilty pleasures is watching a Scott Jennings take to camera when some liberal on the panel says something idiotic.
Yeah, it's usually 4-1 too.
I know, it's great.
It's amazing.
And usually it says basically fine, bring it. You know, handles it every single time. 6:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 95 southbound coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like they wrapped it up and everybody's pretty much left the scene now. So I'm looking at the camera coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes now, much better pace, moving south towards Camden Yards. But the damage has been done. 95 is backed up, almost back to Moravia Road. 895 took a hit, and they're backed up to Moravia Road. So barring any new problems right now,
25-minute delays southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. But at least some improvement is now underway. The northbound traffic never was affected coming up past the ramps at 395, so we're good to go there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast hot today, mid to upper 90s, stray shower possible right now, sunny, 72 in Parkville. It is 73 in Arnold. Let's take another phone call here. Mike's in the city. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Well, good morning. Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
I've heard this before. It might have been on your station, and I just want a clarification of this. Why are they saying that the crime is down as far as the homicide rate and so forth in Baltimore City? Did they reclassify it? Is it that they consider it's a homicide if they die before they get to the hospital, or so they will make die or not? I heard that somewhere. I thought it was on the station. I just want a reclarification of that, if you could.
Well, I think some of it is down. There are a couple reasons why crime is coming down in the city. And as to where it was at record highs, you know, years ago, coming out of post-Freddie Gray riots. But one is that you have a new city state's attorney, and you had a federal partner in U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. They went after repeat offenders. They went after the trigger pullers and got them off the streets. So once you get the repeat offenders off, then you are going to impact the crime numbers significantly. Secondly... I do think that the president has removed a lot of illegal aliens so far, and that is going to impact the crime numbers. But then there's also the question of how are we classifying violent crime? And it is my understanding that felony assaults are not counted as part of a violent crime FBI number. And so that needs to be looked at. And then we have in D.C. a police commander there that's just been caught manipulating the crime numbers to make the department and the city look better than average. So I don't know that's happening in Baltimore City. I suspect it might, seeing as that the police commissioner answers to the mayor. And the mayor wants his group violence reduction strategy to be successful, so much so that he's expanding it to the Southern District now. So I think the myriad of answers to the question, but I still think when you look at the people living in the city, like you do, the carjackings, the vandalism, the nuisance crimes are still very, very high, and you still have an overall sense that it is not a safe city. Is that your impression?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I appreciate that information. It kind of clarifies a lot of things in my mind. I really appreciate it.
All right, Mike, you're quite welcome. Thanks for listening and calling into the show. Appreciate it.
There is a continuing battle, of course, as to what to do in Gaza. I'll spend a moment or two on that, if we could. And that is the Israelis are saying, basically, we're going to just take over the whole damn thing. That's it. We're done playing. And then we will establish a non-Hamas government there. And then we're going to see if we can somehow transition out of this.
Israel is allowing a very steady flow of food. And, you know, here's a question I'd love to ask some of the people who are so critical of Israel. How many countries who are in the middle of a war are expected to feed the enemies who murdered their people?
Yeah, fair question. That's Mike Huckabee saying this is kind of an insane request. When Britain took thousands and thousands of missiles during the Battle of Britain, during the battle that took place there, we lauded them for their resilience and lauded them for striking back. You have now tens of thousands of missiles being launched into Israel. We're being told they shouldn't hit back so hard. There is a double standard that exists here that has to be recognized. Now, Lindsey Graham, always a strong proponent for Israel, says this.
This is Israel's World War II. I can't believe we're having a discussion about how to fight a war against people who want to destroy you as a people, the Israeli people. So they will take Gaza militarily unless the hostages are released. Eventually, the Arabs will take over. The future of Palestine runs through Riyadh. The future of the Mideast runs through Riyadh.
Yeah, what he's saying basically is Saudi Arabia is going to have the final vote on this, and the Arab League, it's not going to be Israel. Israel wants to simply be stop attacking us and we'll all be fine, and let the Arab League sort out exactly what's supposed to happen to those folks in Gaza.
All right, we're coming down to the last few days of the customer appreciation sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. So if you have a favorite supplement of yours, be it the omega-3s or the LD-Lex Q10 or the HDL Plus, or whether it's Ideal Weight, if you're trying to drop a few pounds, or the Rescue PM Melt or Spray to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, over 50 different nutraceuticals. These are all natural supplements with no side effects to help you maintain your health, repair your health. Right now, the customer appreciation sale, you can save 50% when you buy five or more bottles. You can mix and match. You can buy five of the same if you want. And use the coupon code VIP50 when you order today. That's VIP50. And the customer appreciation sale has been extended till Friday night. So you have until Friday night at midnight to take advantage of this offer. VIP50. Buy five or more. Save 50%. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can order online at res-q.com.
Coming up next half hour, we're going to take a look at D.C. crime. Is it up? Is it down? And do we need to worry about it?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump vowing to make D.C. safe again.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor.
The president calling out the National Guard. He's also federalizing the D.C. police. City officials object. They claim violent crime has declined significantly in the district in the past few years. Protesters turned out, and not far from where they were marching and shouting, another fatal shooting. A suspect is in custody following a shooting outside a Target store in Austin, Texas.
We have three people that are deceased. This is a very sad day for Austin. It's a very sad day for us all.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis heard there on KVUE-TV. She describes the suspect as a 32-year-old male with a mental health history. An explosion at a U.S. steel plant just south of Pittsburgh left two people dead, 10 others injured. There's no word on a cause yet. The investigation just getting underway. President Trump is describing his upcoming summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin as a feel-out meeting.
When he sits down with Putin on Friday, the president predicts he'll know the outcome right away.
Probably in the first 2 minutes, I'll know exactly whether or not a deal can be made.
And he says the meeting in Alaska could go one of two ways.
I may say, lots of luck, keep fighting, or I may say we can make a deal.
The president says both Russia and Ukraine will have to give up land in order to end the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president putting his threat of a 145% tariff on China on hold for 3 months. The pause meant to allow more trade talks between the two sides. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 13 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 1 point, and the S&P futures off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still looking at delays, but recovering from a big wreck that was southbound on I-95 after the Fort McHenry Tunnel near Camden Yards at 395. The wreck is gone. There is a slow improvement there. The backups are easing a little bit, but we're still in the area of 25-minute delays and still trying to work all that traffic through, both on 95 and 895 southbound. If you're in Harford County, Edgewood area. There's a new wreck, Pulaski Highway, near the intersection at Mountain Road at 152. Nothing really out of the ordinary so far on the Beltway. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, it is going to be a hot day as temperatures climb into the upper 80s and the low 90s. It's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Tonight we drop down to the 70s, then tomorrow it's back to the 90s with the next chance of storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looks like it's going to be a warm one already this morning. Pikesville's at 70 rather, and Baltimore is at 77 degrees at 7:04. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Thousands of Baltimore area residents lost electricity yesterday after an unplanned disconnection at the Brandon Shores Power Plant. BGE issued an emergency conservation request as a regional grid operator ordered a temporary reduction in demand to stabilize the system. The right southbound lane of the Hanover Street Bridge is closed for repairs, according to city transportation officials. This is an issue Sean Casey has talked at great length about. Crews are fixing multiple homes in the bridge deck between Cromwell Street and the start of the steel grading. The work began earlier this week and is expected to last until at least Wednesday or Thursday of this week, weather permitting. Marylanders can now get Maryland birth and death certificates at three additional MVA branches. The service is available at the Beltsville, Glen Burnie, and White Oak offices. You can learn more online. Governor Moore concerned about the president's decision to deploy the National Guard in Washington, D.C., and a statement he called the move deeply dangerous. Moore went on to say the president's actions lacked data. The governor is challenging the president to look at Maryland as an example of how to reduce violent crime. And summer vacation winding down for thousands of students in Maryland. Students in St. Mary's and Frederick counties return to the classroom next week. Schools in most counties open again on August 25th or on September 2nd. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 050. Pick 4, 6860. And next, it's Style on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Fulfilling high expectations, that's one of the hardest things to do in sports, just ask the Orioles. While in Owings Mills, the Ravens faced with the same task. Here's cornerback Chido Awuzie on what it all entails for Baltimore.
It's like a standard that we're trying to build, you know. It's an opportunity to be great. You know, we're basically great on paper right now, and we all know that. But we know that there's a long road to actually be great, you know.
Non-participants in practice yesterday include Kyle Hamilton, Jair Alexander, and Keaton Mitchell. None of the absences are considered serious for the Ravens. O's back in action this afternoon, or this evening, I should say, on the back end of a six-game homestand, welcoming the red-hot Mariners for three games, beginning tonight at 6:35. Seattle comes in. They're winners of 9 of their last 10. The Orioles only 3-6 since the deadline. They can't hit. Manager Mancelino says there's no crying in baseball, however.
There's no sympathy. Nobody feels sorry for us.
We don't feel sorry for ourselves. So they're competing and they're fighting. This team right here is going to want to put their foot on our throats tomorrow, and we are aware of that, and we're going to go out and give everything we got.
Dean Kramer takes the hill for Baltimore tonight at 6:35. And finally, NASCAR news. Connor Zillich, you may have seen this over the weekend, the broken collarbone after falling off his car while celebrating a victory. He's mending now. Zillich had just won Saturday's Xfinity Series race at Watkins Glen. It was his sixth win in a remarkable rookie season. Coming up in 30 minutes, Michael Jordan beaten by a DeMatha grad. And that is Stein on Sports.
I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you care to call, connect here into the program, as several already have this morning. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com, as some have done, and or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drizella, in for the vacationing Kristen Hagrick, and coming up in this hour, Mad Maxine is flapping her jaws again.
She sure is.
We'll take a look at the murderer of Rachel Morin getting life in prison without parole, reaction from the prosecutor and from Patty Moore and Rachel's mom. Also, a reaction now to the Trump federal takeover. The left's heads are just exploding right now.
Left and right. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. You see the explosions taking place. One of them, comes out of Texas, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Yes, that's true. Jasmine Crockett of Texas, very upset at Donald Trump, because after all, Donald Trump is behaving as if he's the president. The nerve of some people.
When Trump came in the first time, they started to lift the hoods. Once Trump got in a second time, they decided the hoods were off. And listen, I'm perfectly fine with it, because I want to know where you stand. I want to know that you're a despicable human being who lacks all morality, but wants to go around and preach Christianity. I want to know who you are, because then I know how to deal with you.
Yeah, that's Jasmine Crockett, and we have pointed this out over and over and over again, that the street talk, the tough girl talk, it's a facade. She went to some very expensive schools, from elementary school all the way through. Parents had money. She had money. She graduated from some very expensive schools, from elementary school on. And all of a sudden, she got to Congress and discovered, hey, this tough girl stuff, it works. I can lean on that for a while.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Someone on it. Whispering to Jazzy's ear that the Ku Klux Klan, that's a reference to the hoods there, were actually the
Democrats!
Enforcement wing of the Democrat Party.
Yes, we're Democrats.
By the way, Benny Johnson, who is a conservative influencer on X, he went back to Jasmine's neighborhood of St. Louis. And she didn't come from the hood, folks.
No, she didn't.
She's no Ebonic-related woman. She came from upper middle class, very wealthy neighborhood,
very nice neighborhood.
Very, very wealthy schools, including high school, college, all nine yards. So this sudden Ebonics angry black woman is manufactured.
But, you know, this whole thing, I mean, she's just one of a number, Sean, who decided they're going to capitalize on what they can try to do, and that is, let's make Republicans look like racists. This is not a new thing for Democrats. It wouldn't matter if, for example, you've been given the NAACP award for your activities in New York City helping the black community, which, by the way, Trump was. It doesn't matter. Any of this stuff doesn't matter if you could say, yeah, but Trump... He's targeting black and brown cities. That was exactly what MSNBC's Eugene Daniels had to say.
One of the things that we have seen over and over from the president, from his team, you know, Stephen Miller saying it's like Baghdad and Ethiopia, they seem to hold their harshest criticism sometimes for cities that are majority black and brown.
There you go. When he speaks out to get D.C. under control, somehow that's racist.
But think about it for just a second. Black and brown cities, which are largely our right. blue cities, if we get into the color revolution right. here, who's running them?
Democrats.
Democrats, and largely black and brown Democrats. Yeah. So they're shooting themselves in the foot, folks.
It's 7:13 right now, a man who shoots himself in the foot.
I think or in Jasmine's lingo, they shoot themselves in the foot.
And, themselves.
And here is himself, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather, on the
trees. Them, yeah. he, it, whatever.
Yeah, are the on the trees.
Yes. There is a... There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Yeah, same old spot. Outer loop getting around to the area at I-270, this time at Old Georgetown Road. Very quickly with some lane blockage there, we're going to back up all the way back towards New Hampshire Avenue. So once again, a problem in Montgomery County through there. Still recovering. Big problems earlier on 95 in the city towards Camden Yards. Slow recovery, but at least we've been moving in the last 30 minutes or so. So some recovery, but still very slow southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a hot day today and tomorrow. Mid to upper 90s. A stray shower or storm possible both days as the heat is back with a vengeance. It's going to be humid as well. Keep that in mind. Cloudy 71 in Ellicott City, 72 in Pikesville. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right. Yesterday, the big announcement. President Trump is invoking Section 740 of the D.C. Home Rule Act, in which he is legally entitled to take over, in an emergency, the D.C. Police Department, and basically use federal agents to, including the National Guard, to restore order, some semblance of civil order and discipline. And here was his announcement.
Declaring public safety emergency in the District of Columbia. And Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment. And I'll be making the appropriate notifications to Congress and to the mayor.
President Trump also, didn't get a lot of attention because of the D.C. crackdown, but he signed a directive authorizing the Pentagon to deploy U.S. military force against select Latin American drug cartels designated as terrorist organizations. This is the most aggressive step yet in his administration's campaign against fentanyl and other illicit drugs. You know, in the last several years, 275,000 Americans have been poisoned to death. Some intentionally took it, others did not. This is how the Chinese and the drug cartels basically dilute some of our military age males. It's an attempt to weaken our military and the like. So Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, says, no, there will be no invasion of Mexico. Well, you ought to think about that when you're allowing an invasion of the United States to traffic through your country. So, again, Trump will win this one as well. Now, the cartels, they're not backing down. So they almost won a war. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully it doesn't come to that, but it's something that we should keep an eye on. As to the Russian meeting in Alaska this coming Friday, Russia called us. Putin called President Trump. So they want to cut a deal. The question is, can they agree on the parameters? And here was a mic drop moment at the press conference yesterday with a reporter.
Well, we're going to have a meeting with Vladimir Putin. And at the end of that meeting, probably in the first 2 minutes, I'll know exactly whether or not a deal can be made.
How do you know that?
Because that's what I do. I make deals.
That's what I do. I make deals. As to the reaction, I was blown away by the reaction on X. I talked to somebody yesterday that lives in D.C., and they said, Trump is absolutely right. It's not safe here. Here's an ABC News anchor, Kyra Phillips, blowing up that narrative.
We've been talking so much about the numbers, and yeah, usually that's how you play devil's advocate, is you talk about, oh, well, stats say crime is down. However, I can tell you firsthand here in downtown D.C. where we work, right here around our bureau, just in the past 6 months, you know, there were two people shot. One person died literally two blocks down here from the bureau. It was within the last 2 years that I actually was jumped walking just two blocks down from here. And then just this morning, one of my coworkers said her car was stolen a block away from the bureau. So we can talk about the numbers going down. But crime is happening every single day because we're all experiencing it firsthand while working and living down here.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, the people who actually live and work in D.C., not the outside pundits. You know, let's face it, a lot of these people are protected on Capitol Hill. A lot of these people, K Street lobbyists, they're protected. And President Trump is protected, but he feels for the people.
Yep.
He has empathy for the people who he's watching getting beat up, that are being shot and killed, that are being carjacked. Remember the this was a incredible story. I can't remember the gentleman's name. He was a Lyft driver in D.C. He had survived the Taliban. He was from Afghanistan.
Yes.
And he was carjacked by a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old girls, and he got dragged to his death. So he survived Afghanistan only to have been killed when he finally came to America.
To our nation's capital.
Yeah. J.D. Vance says, telling Jim Hoft over at Gateway Pundit, hey, just wait. There are some investigations that are coming down the pike you're going to want to see.
If you violated the law, if you broke the law on this crazy Russia investigation, you got to get prosecuted for it. Consequences. I think that's the only real language that the far left understands in this country.
I agree totally. We did see some progress today, I think, or yesterday for the... have sent out some subpoenas to Hillary Clinton and some others.
Yeah, we're sending out some subpoenas, and there are actually some active investigations, I think, that probably you won't be fully aware of until we announce the conclusion of those investigations. But the president has been very clear. The attorney general, the FBI director have been very clear. They're looking at law breaking. And for people who broke the law, it's not going to be a slap on the wrist. We're sorry. Mm-hmm. Have a nice life. It's going to be you've got to face consequences for it. And I really think it's our sacred obligation to the American people to ensure that those who broke the law pay the price for it.
Active investigations, folks. Keep that in mind. President Trump has delayed the tariffs on China by 90 days. They've now scheduled a meeting in Stockholm on the China Economic and Trade Meeting. That means they are close. They are close to a deal. Judge Jeb Boasberg has ordered the release of documents related to the Jack Smith classified documents case and Trump's attorney-client privilege fight, so that ought to be interesting. And the leaders of NATO, the Ukraine ambassador, and Ukrainians are praising Trump's diplomacy bringing Putin to the table this coming Friday. Folks, keep your fingers crossed. Just depends on what parameters, but it looks like there could be a deal in spite of Zelensky, who seems to undermine Trump every chance he gets, along with Putin, and now the leader of Germany, the Chancellor Merz. Remember, Ukraine is the largest corruption laundering country in the world. There are a lot of countries and a lot of people who want to see it stay that way. And they have a vested interest in keeping the war going.
Can you see Hunter? Can you see Hunter Biden?
Yes.
Can you see Burisma?
And good news, the new Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner is going to be E.J. Antoni. I got to tell you, I can vouch for the guy. He's a great economist, and he is going to be very good in that role. Day 205 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:22, time once again to talk with Steve Friedman of the law offices of Michael Lee. Friedman, good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, good morning. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. Thank you.
All right, so every auto accident that we handle, or really every personal injury case that we handle, is unique. It's unique because of the way the accident happened. It's the way the injuries happen. And insurance companies evaluate cases by the crash and by the injuries. And just because a client doesn't have much in the way of medical bills doesn't mean that the case can't be settled for a large sum of money. So here's a case that I recently settled to illustrate that, where My client only had about $5,000 in medical bills, and we were able to get her 10 times that amount. So here are the facts of this one. My client's 65 years of age. She's coming back from food shopping. The accident happened in Baltimore County on Timonium Road. The defendant pulls out of a shopping center and T-bones her. Really nasty crash. My client's airbags deploy. Her car is totaled. When the airbag shoots out, it hits my client in the left arm, and her forearm is bleeding, and her wrist is in immediate pain. She's taken by ambulance to a local hospital, where she's diagnosed with a first-degree burn on the forearm, and after an x-ray, it shows that she has a fractured left wrist. So she's put in a brace, and she's bandaged up, sent home. She's told to go see her orthopedist and to a dermatologist, and make a long story short, she wears the brace for 3 months, really no physical therapy, and the doctor said no surgery there. And miraculously for her, after about 3 months, the wound heals completely without a scar. So we only had about $5,000 in medical bills. We send in a list of specials to the defendant's insurance company, and I also send pictures of the immediate burn with the skin hanging off, I mean, just nasty pictures, as well as the mangled car. So it really made a heck of a presentation. And we were able to get the case settled for just about $50,000. So that's 10 times the amount of the medical bill. So every case is unique. And this just goes to show you that without having a tremendous amount of medical bills, we can still settle a case for a large sum for our client. So, folks, if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, you really owe it to yourself to call us. 410-363-6848. We are the experts. If we can't get the case settled for you, we will take it to trial, and we will get you a heck of a good jury verdict. So give us a call or go to our website, maflaw.com. Everybody stay safe, Sean, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it. Good information. It's 723.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95, Harford County. Guess what? Morning work zone is there now. Blocks a lane. Heading north of Route 24, 76-mile marker, about a mile back up northbound. Both the tunnels still recovering from some earlier problems. Just saw the wrecker pull the last vehicle from the median on 95 South before Camden Yard. So all of those lanes now are completely officially open, and we're making some progress, but it's still slow. Anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Beltway has had really no issues locally for the traffic on 695. Capitol Beltway had a wreck about 20 minutes ago. Outer loop at Old Georgetown Road. That was in the left-hand lane. And over on the eastern shore with some heavy fog right now, there's a wreck on Route 50 eastbound near the light at Route 213, blocking the right lanes of traffic out of Queenstown headed east and then over to 404. In addition to the wreck, there's some heavy fog on that side of the bay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. It's going to be hot, humid, stray shower possible today. Right now it is 73 and partly cloudy in Parkville, 73 in Pasadena. Let's go to Joey in Parkville.
Morning, Joey.
Hello, Joey. Joey could not hang or fell out of the cell.
Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
One of the things that I would like everyone to keep in mind with all of the different things that we have been talking about, the pain, the misery, this is all to inflict the most amount of pain possible to break the American spirit. We have been a target for many, many years. We know we have been infiltrated by communists, socialists, fascists, and everybody from one end of the spectrum to the other on the bad guy issues here. They are specifically targeting us, whether it was with the opioid crisis, the financial crisis, transgenders, boys and girls bathrooms and sports, being carjacked, having our taxes raised, taking away our health care, our health insurance. Every bit of it started when that POS, Obama, walked on the scene. And he has been trying to destroy this country ever since. They have started with the communists, but he put it in high gear. And if we realize what is being done to us, get our American spirit hackles up and push back. And we can't just let the president do it. We have to do it on our own local level. We can't sit here and just complain. We have to do things about it. But you have to realize they are deliberately trying to hurt as much as possible. Period.
Yeah, that's what they do. They try to demoralize and divide us, and then demoralize you to the fight's gone out of you. And I think that's what President Trump has been so good at, is relighting that spark, rekindling that American spirit. And that's why nearly 80 million people showed up to vote for him, and he's still fighting 205 days in to his first term, and that gives us all hope. You know, if he can do it, he's tireless. You know, if he can do it fighting for all of us, then we need to do our part as well. You're absolutely right about that, Michelle.
That's exactly all I'm trying to say, is everybody needs to get up off of your hinies and do what needs to be done. You don't have to be told. You should know. Do become informed, and don't just sit there on your hands and complain. You have to do the work. You can't just phone it in.
Great call.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate the call and that advice as well. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company is, again, the best way to sell your home, pure and simple, because of the guarantee. A database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. All you have to do is contact Vinny, and he or one of his agents will come out to your home, discuss the staging and the asking price and the time frame, et cetera. And once you both agree on that price and when you want to sell it and which time frame, once you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed. It's sold. That simple. Vinny backs up his guarantees, and he's got that database of tens of thousands, so he's able to make you that offer. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515. And you guys, what other great programs like your trade, your home trade-in program, where they'll sell your home, stay in your home program, where they'll fix your upper program. Number of ways he can help you sell your home as quickly as possible for the most money possible as well. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. At 7:30, coming up next, Rachel Morin's murderer is sentenced. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Mayor Brendan Scott rejecting President Trump's claim that Baltimore is so far gone on crime, pointing to Baltimore's lowest violent crime rates in more than 50 years. Scott said the homicides are down 28% this year and credited the city's group violence reduction strategy for the progress, while acknowledging ongoing challenges. His remarks came after the president included Baltimore in a list of cities with serious crime problems during a press conference announcing the federal takeover of Washington, D.C. Six people, including four children, died Sunday in a house fire in Waldorf. Authorities say two adults escaped. Another resident was not home when the fire broke out, but the victims included children believed to be as young as 9 years old. Investigators believe the blaze began in an enclosed porch, although the cause remains unknown. Thousands of Baltimore area residents lost electricity Monday after an unplanned disconnection with the Brandon Shores power plant. BGE issued an emergency conservation request as the regional grid operator ordered a temporary reduction in demand to stabilize the system. The right southbound lane of the Hanover Street Bridge is closed for repairs, according to city transportation officials. Crews are fixing multiple holes in the bridge deck between Cromwell Street and the start of the steel grating. The work began earlier this week and is expected to last until Wednesday or Thursday, weather permitting. Drivers, by the way, advised to expect delays and consider alternate routes. Marylanders can now get Maryland birth and death certificates at three additional MVA branches. Service now available at Beltville, Glen Burnie, and White Oak. You can learn more online. And a crash is to blame for sending a juvenile to the hospital. Happened yesterday morning in the northbound lanes of I-95 in Harford County, moments ahead of the accident are currently under review. 7:32 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five!
everybody. High five.
The Comcast Business 5-Year Price Lock Guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five.
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three lottery numbers, 050. Pick four is 6860. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the wreck on the eastern shore leaving Queenstown is on the shoulder now. They pushed it off to the side eastbound on Route 50 before the light at Route 213. So it's loosened up a little bit. Looks like they're still kind of staying out of the right lane because of the trooper just off to the side. The other problem there is the fog. Very heavy fog. Queenstown over through the interchange and probably most of that area around 50 and the light at 404. So pretty much everybody has their low beam headlights on through that area. Beltway has been pretty much okay. Nothing out of the ordinary. We had problems earlier. We're still slow, but we're moving traffic again without any incidents going into both the harbor tunnels. Big golf tournament beginning today at Caves Valley. And because of that, Park Heights Avenue is closed in that area. And detours underway. So again, the local traffic, you know the deal around there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, it is going to be a hot day as temperatures climb into the upper 80s and the low 90s. It's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Tonight we drop down to the 70s, then tomorrow it's back to the 90s with the next chance of storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Not a lot of battles for starting spots on the Ravens this year, but championships are won on the back end of the roster, players 33 through 53. And there the competition is heavy. And so it is for cornerback Jalen Armour Davis, who has battled injuries in his entire career, but has been healthy and stellar this summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough having to watch. Watching the game that you love, watching, you know, something that you dream of since you was a child. That's always the toughest thing, you know, not being around your teammates consistently, you know, not being out at practice. Even the days that are hard and the days that you feel like suck are the days that you miss the most when you're not out there. So,
but Armour Davis making the most of his opportunities this year. It'll continue in Dallas on Saturday night, game two of the preseason. Revisiting the greatest kick for a moment in NFL history that doesn't count. Jags kicker Cam Little's field goal with 1 second to go in the first half last weekend against the Steelers.
Listen, we're not joking. This kid can really drill the ball.
Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal.
And the kick cleared the crossbar by 3 to 4 yards. That was a 70-yarder for Cam Little in preseason game number one. Of course, free agent kicker Justin Tucker holds the NFL record for the longest field goal that does count at 66. O's and Mariners tonight at Camden Yards. First pitch at 6:35. Something that we're used to by now for Baltimore fans is no Tyler O'Neill in the lineup. Put back on the IL this past Friday night with wrist inflammation. Injury happened in Philly.
You know, felt something happen when I jumped up on the wall on a play earlier in the game. You know, I taped it up and tried to get through it.
O'Neill has played in only 43 of the Orioles' 118 games this year. His career low of games played in a full season was 60 back in 2019 with the Cardinals. WNBA news, former Terp Alyssa Thomas had her record of consecutive games with triple-doubles stopped at 3 on Sunday night in the Mercury's loss to the Dream, but Aja Wilson made the record books with the first 30-20 game in WNBA history. The reigning WNBA MVP with 32 points, 20 rebounds in the Aces' victory over Connecticut. Meanwhile, Maryland women's basketball lands five-star prospect Jordan Jackson. The Sidwell Friend star is ranked as the number 8 player in the 2026 class by ESPN. This is a big get. Jackson picking Maryland over TCU, Alabama, Miami, South Carolina, and Ohio State. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how much is a pound of fish worth?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So do you guys eat salmon?
All the time.
Okay. All the time. So you go to the grocery store. What is it, like $8.99 a pound? $9.99?
Yeah, no. If you're getting the really good stuff, the king salmon from Alaska, that's
$13.99.
Wild caught, it's $39 a pound.
Oh, get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah. Really?
Wild caught from Alaska?
Wild caught from Alaska.
And you buy this?
Well, you just get a little piece, but I don't eat the farm-raised
stuff.
My
good. Yeah. $39 a pound.
Yeah. He doesn't eat the farm-raised stuff.
He doesn't eat, he eats the wild caught.
Because they put dyes in
there. Wild and crazy guy.
He's management.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's the deal on the pound of fish. Yes. Michael Jordan, as you know, is widely regarded as probably, if not the greatest basketball player in history. Well, he was competing in the White Marlin Open this past weekend in Ocean City, and he did well. His boat, Catch 23, the yacht, came out. They caught a 71-pound white marlin, good catch, worth $400,000. That was second place. Beaten by 1 pound by your boy, the DeMatha grad, Dan Goff.
Yeah, class of 83.
Class of 83, who caught a 72-pounder.
Wow.
That fish was worth $3.9 million.
Wow.
So 1 pound separating Michael Jordan and Dan Goff cost Michael Jordan $3.5 million.
Salmon Saturday evening.
Just amazing. rumor has it you're going to be entering the Gefilte Fish Open.
I am. I actually have two entries on that.
That's good.
I have the plain gefilte fish, and then I have the gefilte fish with the horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
It's two different categories.
Much rather have the ones with the horseradish.
I like the horseradish with the beets.
Yeah. It hides the taste of the gefilte fish. It's nice.
Very good. Thank you, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, boy, yesterday it took, close to 2 years. It was August 5th, 2023 that we heard the news of Rachel Morin.
Yeah.
And her body was discovered. She had been brutally raped and murdered and stuffed in a drainage pipe off the Mon Pal Trail. But yesterday... the person was that was convicted in that brutal murder, Victor Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador. He was sentenced for his first-degree murder, first-degree rape, third-degree sexual assault, and kidnapping related to the death of Rachel Morin. Here is Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy.
That's how he's been throughout all of this. He has no emotion for what he did.
Yeah, no emotion. In fact, she did a psychosexual evaluation on him, and based on that review, she told the judge that Martinez Hernandez completely and entirely unamenable for treatment. And she requested the maximum sentence for each charge and got it. Martinez Hernandez routinely laughed and made jokes during the analysis, showed no remorse, whatsoever for the crimes that he committed. And thus was sentenced.
Arguably, Harford County has never seen a case or a defendant more deserving of every single day of the maximum sentence this court imposed today.
Yeah.
And she made the argument before the judge that if he got out, he would be a high risk of reoffending.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why the judge agreed and decided on life in prison without parole.
Yeah. There's no sentence that's going to deter him. The only way we deter him from committing crimes is to keep him locked up.
Yeah,
the idea that you can reform sociopaths, that's not going to happen. He's a sociopath, will be forever. Has no feeling for other individuals. They don't matter to him.
So on a very emotional day for the Morin family, 10 of their family members gave victim statements about how the Rachel's death changed their lives. And here's Patty Morin, Rachel's mom.
I felt both happy and sad at the same time, because this is just another way of saying she's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's got to be tough. It's been a rough 2 years for the Morin family. And she did say that she finally is relieved that it's over.
I felt relieved that he's never going to see the light of day outside of a fence. That another person is not going to feel this grief. Another mother's not going to lose her child. another child is not going to lose their mom, and brothers and sisters aren't going to lose a sister.
So a couple of thoughts. I want to give a shout-out to Allison Healy and her team, Harford County Sheriff's Office, and all the investigators that, boy, they stayed. They were dogged pursuit of this guy, and the prosecution did a great job in bringing him to justice. My other thought is for Victor Martinez Hernandez, who now is life in prison without parole, I hope and pray that he gets violated each and every night.
You're going to be rotten hell.
Well, he'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
But may his life be a living hell until he is condemned to eternal damnation when he is no longer with us.
Yeah. 7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Charles.
And good morning. Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Morning backup has arrived. I-97 coming down the hill from Benfield and then right at the split at Route 32. Very heavy traffic there. A little fog in that area as well. So a lot of the cars still have their headlights on going south. Really can't see the bridge at 178 because the camera's way up in the air. So there's fog in that area as well. Going to continue until you get down towards 50 at the ramp at I-97. Then all the lanes are up. And really no problems at the Bay Bridge. At Sandy Point, the main span is clear, but on the eastern shore, there's some heavy fog. The wreck is still there on the right side on the 50 eastbound right before the light at 213. Everything's off to the side, but with the fog, and then from there, heavy fog even down through the major intersection at 50 at 404. A couple of new accidents in the city. Ponkeberg Pass, that's where Ponca Street, Hollibert Avenue come together. That's underneath 895. There's a wreck on Urban Avenue, kind of south and east of Pulaski Highway. A couple of vehicles are involved there. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Keep it ready, checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
QFox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a hot one today. Chance of a storm. Humid. Highs in the mid to upper 90s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. So the dog days of August are back. 75 and partly cloudy in Middle River. 75 in the city. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCVM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug as our prize today. Sari in Baltimore City is our contestant. Good morning, Sari.
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, first, second, third, or last? Which what order would you like to go in this morning?
I'll give last a try.
All right, last. Okay. Good luck to you. And here are your three stories. Story one. A police training entity in Massachusetts asserted that Moms for Liberty, a nationwide conservative grassroots parental rights coalition, is a hate group. The designation was made by the Massachusetts Municipal Police Training Committee. They train 20,000 officers across the state of Massachusetts. Story two. Following the announcement, the president ordered the federalization of law enforcement in the nation's capital. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser warned that Trump's crime-fighting measures would unfairly impact juvenile criminals. She said that why should fighting crime focus so much on juveniles? She says that the focusing on young black and brown children who are just looking to better their lives. And story three, a proposal to require cat colonies in Carroll County to be licensed and regulated drew a lot of criticism from cat caretakers at a county hearing recently. The proposal would change the county code chapter on animals to create an authority for licensing of cats by adding a definition for a trap, neuter, release colony. Apparently there are those that have lots and lots of cats.
Yeah.
All right, story one, conservative moms organization labeled a hate group for police training. Story two, D.C. mayor says, stop focusing on young black and brown children. You're making life difficult in D.C. And story three, Carroll County mulling a making cat colonies get licensed and regulated. All right, we'll start with Bruce this morning.
I think the story number one is entirely true, probable, so I think that one's probably true. There are these police, quote-unquote, ancillary groups that decide all kinds of stupid stuff, so this is one of the stupider. Story number three, the cat colonies. Yeah, I think that's probably true. But, you know, Bowser, ever since he left Sha-Na-Na, has been making some strange decisions, and this one out of Washington, D.C. is the strangest. I think that the Bowser story is fake news.
All right, story number two, says Bruce. Michelle?
I'll go with two as well.
Michelle goes for story two. Chuck?
I'm going to go with the bag of cats.
And Chuck goes for story three. And Sari?
What was two again?
Two was Muriel Bowser warning Trump that he should not unfairly target juvenile criminals in D.C.
Okay. I know. I believe story two is true. I know that something was happening in D.C. with some Muriel Bowser. I'm kind of going to go with Chuck about the cat colony. I may be wrong, but Chuck's right a lot of the time, so I have faith in him.
Yeah. Chuck is almost always right. Just ask.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's right on traffic on this game. I'm not sure. We'd have to... Basically,
once in a while,
defer.
Yes, good. You're right, Sari. You're absolutely right.
You're supposed
to button it up.
I'm just pointing out the statistics here.
Doesn't matter what you're pointing out. You're
once in a blue moon. Is that the same as once in a while, Bruce?
I think so, yeah.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, listen to him talking.
Sari.
Why are you talking to him? He's not in this game.
Sari, believe me.
He's got a good head on his shoulders, and I think he's one of the best weathermen, traffic guys I've ever heard.
He has traffic and weather together. It's all right.
He started off as a weatherman, but apparently.
Then he decided he was actually a man, so it wasn't sometimes whether a man or not.
Shut up, you son of a
bitch. All right, story number one, the conservative moms group labeled a hate group. Yeah, that is a true story. And story number two is our fake news story of the day. So sorry.
Sorry, bag of cats.
Sorry, Sari.
Wait a minute. Something was happening with two. What's the fake part of number two? Is it the young boys?
Yes.
The fake part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think you. I think you knew deep down that it was fake news, but you wanted to go with Chuck for some strange reason.
Because I don't like him kidding all the time.
Thank you. We don't like it either. But somebody has to do it.
Sari, we
are paid good money by his wife, Debbie.
To do this.
To do this.
To keep the ego in check. Sari, you realize that without us...
It's all good fun. That's okay.
Without us, his head would get so big he couldn't walk through a doorway.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I'll tell you what. If you stop by the station, you'll get a free bag of Meow Mix just for playing around.
That's very nice.
Actually, I've already been promised a T-shirt and a cup by a gentleman in marketing.
They'll throw in a bag of kitty litter as well.
Yeah. And there are no gentlemen in marketing. We're not sure who you called.
All right, Sari. Thanks for listening, playing the game. Hope better luck next time. Thanks so much. You have a great day. It is 7:50, 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock. And that was just a perfect game.
Meow.
Oh, okay, fine. Be a little catty there, would you, Chuck?
Yes. Chuck is catatonic on a regular basis.
I'm Presbyterian.
God's frozen chosen.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
John Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. J.D. Vance drops a bomb as to upcoming investigations. That should be a hell of a topic this morning. Trump, the D.C. takeover, we'll examine that at greater depth. And Ivan Bates, he's just tough on repeats. He is tough on repeats. Not so tough, it turns out, on juveniles. We'll talk about that and maybe speculate as to why that might be. That's all coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And, of course, every 10 minutes on the threes, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, as it is right now at 753. Chaz, it's on you. No, he's not there. He's not there. He's decided that he's not going to play anymore. Is that it? He's just decided, that's it. I'm done here. Oh, I'm glad you could turn him around on that, Michelle, and convince him that he should actually go on the air with us. Charles?
What?
What?
Oh.
What?
Scared me. Oh, I see what's going to happen now. Okay for you. No soup for you. The construction area. Harford County is there, northbound 95 and Route 24. We lose a lane, almost a mile back up on the northbound side. We're making a little progress now. We're finally getting a little better on 895. It is not backed up at Moravia Road any further, so that's good news. But we're still backed up inside the ramps at Pulaski Highway and coming down through the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we're making a little progress there. Still looking at the backup on 95 back to Moravia Road. So we're 25 minutes with the backup southbound right now at both the Harvard tunnels. Keep in mind, there's some heavy fog going towards Annapolis along I-97. There's some fog and very heavy fog sections of the Eastern Shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid next couple of days, mid to upper 90s. A stray storm is possible right now. Sunny, 75 in Arnold, and it is 74 in Parkville. Let's go to Arbutus. Claude, good morning.
Hey, Claude.
Do you identify yourself as a cat chup?
I'm sorry?
Does he identify himself as a kitty cat?
I'm not sure. We'd have to ask him.
He's got a dog.
Yeah. He has a dog?
Yeah, he's got a dog, Henry.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll ask him once he stops licking his paws, okay?
Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the president's sending the National Guard, the FBI, and all these federal government in to fight this crime in D.C. I don't think where it's a bad idea when you got all these criminals running the streets. And we should even have them in Maryland here, in Baltimore City.
I think the difference really, Claude, is that, you know, under the Section 740 of the D.C. Home Rule Act, he's got the power, the legal right to do that once he declares a public safety emergency. And a little bit more difficult to do that in other cities.
And he can do that every 30 days.
Yes. You're right. Every 30 days, he can do that. It's and I think they review it, and then I know he sent a letter to Congress as well, so they've been notified. But yeah, when you look at it, the Baltimore, Oakland, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, they all need to be cleaned up. They all need to have the criminal element run from these cities, because, you know, we all know they're basically calling the shots.
Well, Sean, the other night I was on my job where I patrol, and a dude had a gun. He come back into the store. He stole a pack of cigarettes, come back with a gun, threatened to kill the clerk, and walked down the street. By the time the police got there, he was long gone.
Was that in the county?
Not in the city.
It was in the city. Yeah. Yeah, it's... But, you know, hey, Mayor Scott says crime is down, so we should all be thankful to Mayor Scott.
Crime ain't down. Yeah. Showing crime ain't down.
I know.
That's what I'm telling.
I know. Claude, thanks so much. Appreciate the call, buddy. Have a great day. 7:56, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and yes, she was down giving a speech. Now, the name of the town she was going to in Alabama is Mobile. Bear that in mind.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you gonna steal from me?
Yes, it's Maxine Waters giving a speech she clearly pre-read and knew exactly line for line before she opened her mouth.
At this wonderful Mobile County Democratic Conference.
It's not mobile, it's Mobile.
To all of the elected officials who have taken time to be here with this evening, thank you. Personally convicted a private two-day interview with Ghislaine Maxwell in Florida. A month of August, where we're in our district and forced to divorce the discussion on the floor. We secured enough signatures.
What was that? Come again?
We secured enough signatures.
No, not a word.
She secured enough signatures. Sound it out. S-I-G-N-E-R-S. Most of us pronounce that ciders, but of course, most of us are, I guess, educated above our abilities. She's one of the few who pronounces that word correctly. Yes, Sean, have you connected enough signers in your life to satisfy you?
What's the over-under on the IQ for Hank Johnson and Maxine Waters? Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny has got the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program. That means you can sell your home and stay in it for up to 12 months while you look for another home, while you get your affairs in order, whatever the case may be. Vinny's got all the details. He's got the home trade-in program as well, and he also has the fixer-upper program. Let's say your home needs some work, and you don't feel like doing it, and you don't have time to do it, whatever. Well, they'll do it for you, and they just subtract whatever the cost is from the sale of your home. So look, they've got all sorts of programs to help sell your home in a timely fashion. And once you sign on the dotted line, when you agree on asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. That is courtesy of Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Call them 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Over the objections of congressional Democrats, D.C. city officials, and some protesters in the streets, President Trump has declared a public safety emergency in Washington.
Even as D.C.'s homicide rates are declining, the president claimed that crime is out of control in the nation's capital, and he's directing a federal takeover.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment.
He signed an executive order deploying National Guard troops and threatened a military deployment if needed. The president vowed to hold criminals accountable and remove the city's homeless people. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The death toll has risen to two following an industrial accident in western Pennsylvania.
An explosion hit the Clareton Coke Works Monday morning, a U.S. steel plant south of Pittsburgh.
There is one deceased as of right now, and now a total of 10 injured.
Victor Joseph with the Allegheny County Police said emergency crews were searching for a missing worker. U.S. Steel's Scott Picazzo says other employees
safely shut down all of the gases and utilities, and the plant is stable, but as I said, it is still an active investigation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A 32-year-old man who police say has a history of mental health issues is in custody following a deadly shooting in the parking lot of a Target store in Austin, Texas. Three people, two adults and a child, were killed. Police say the suspect made good his getaway in a carjacked vehicle and later stole a second car. He was arrested about 20 miles from the scene of the crime. President Trump giving China more time to agree to a trade deal with the U.S. He's delaying a huge tariff hike for 3 months, giving negotiators some more breathing room. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 29 points. The Nasdaq futures off 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it is Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new delay, 895 northbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. If you're coming up from the spur at I-97, you're backing up at Poteet Street. Apparently, there's a wreck right before the Steel Bridge on the northbound side. Of course, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is only two lanes each direction, so apparently one lane is blocked. Haven't seen the wreck yet. The camera's not quite down that far towards Poteet Street, but they're looking for it, and they have the camera right now at the K-Trust Bridge. Both the Harbor Tunnel still reacting from earlier problems. Southbound, we've been running 20 to 25-minute delays, both on 95 and 895. The Parkville side of the Beltway really slow this morning as you're coming across from Hartford Road towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, it is going to be a hot day as temperatures climb into the upper 80s and the low 90s. It's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Tonight, we drop down to the 70s. Then tomorrow, it's back to the 90s with the next chance of storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up, Bel Air has 72 degrees. Ellicott City, a little drizzle, and 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Governor Moore is concerned about the president's decision to deploy the National Guard in Washington, D.C. In a statement, he calls the move, quote, deeply dangerous. Moore went on to say that President Trump's actions lacked data. The governor is challenging the president to look at Maryland as an example of how to reduce violent crime. Summer vacation winding down for thousands of students in Maryland. Students in St. Mary's and Frederick counties return to the classroom next week. Schools for most counties reopen on either August 25th or September 2nd. Hartford County judge has sentenced Victor Martinez Hernandez to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 2023 killing of Rachel Morin. The 24-year-old was convicted in April of first-degree murder, rape, kidnapping, and other charges after prosecutors said he attacked the 37-year-old mother of five while she was jogging on the Ma and Pa Trail. Morin's body was found in a drainage culvert. Investigators said she'd been fatally beaten with a rock. And six people, including four children, died Sunday in a house fire in Waldorf. Authorities say two adults escaped. Another resident was not at home when the fire started. The victims included children believed to be as young as 9 years old. Investigators believe the blaze began in an enclosed porch, although the cause remains unknown. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery is 050. Pick 4, 6860. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You could call that 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Birds, speaking of cool, going to try to cool off the Mariners tonight at Camden Yards. Seattle in a battle for first place in the West. They're a half game behind the Astros. Mariners are 9-1 in their last 10 games. Only the Brewers, who have won 10 in a row, are hotter in the major leagues. Dean Kramer takes the hill for Baltimore tonight at 6:35 p.m. One of the few down notes from the Ravens preseason opener against the Colts was the anemic passing game authored by Cooper Rush and Devin Leary, acknowledged as much by Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
I mean, that kind of game is like, you go, what are you going to do? You just go, wow, that's kind of shocking to throw for that few yards. So, you know, hope we never see that again.
There will be no Lamar during the preseason for Baltimore. Terps working out in the heat this afternoon in College Park, and the heat is on the defense. Statistically, one of the worst in the NCAA last year, 105th, in fact, allowing 30.4 points per game. Here's head coach Mike Loxley.
You know, he's got a young group of outside backers. If there's been an Achilles heel for us on defense, it's being able to generate pass rush without adding people.
Talking about the new defensive coordinator at Maryland this year, hired to fix that, Ted Monachino, formerly a linebacker coach with the Ravens. The BMW Championship's underway this morning at 7 a.m. out of Caves Valley in Owings Mills. Practice round open to the public. Top 50 golfers are there. Scottie Scheffler leading the FedEx Cup playoff series at number one. Rory McIlroy at number two. U.S. Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley set to defend his title, looking to become the first golfer to go back-to-back at the BMW since Patrick Cantlay did it in 21 and 22. Coming up in 30 minutes, a major league manager putting pancakes and pizza in his uniform pocket. I kid you not. And that is Stein on Sports.
What? Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at, again, the Ivan Bates has an interesting look. He deserves a lot of credit for driving violent crime down, but his position on juvenile crime might leave a little bit to be desired. More on President Trump's takeover of our nation's capital, but our top story here today. Did you get this notice yesterday from BG&E?
No, I did not. Did you get one?
They sent out an email to folks. I did not get one. Well, no, I did not get one, but listeners did.
Yeah.
And they've sent it to me here this morning. And it said, this morning a power plant experienced an unplanned disconnection from the BG electric system. BG is coordinating with the plant's owner to make any needed repairs as quickly and safely as possible. Additionally, PJM Interconnection is evaluating whether there is enough power in the region. Well, there wasn't. And at some point yesterday afternoon at 3:52 p.m., again, 30 minutes after that, so roughly around 4:30-ish, BG reported that the transmission system parts that had been inoperable throughout the day were working again. In that 30-minute time period, there was electricity demand briefly exceeded the current capacity of the local transmission system. And during that time. According to one of my listeners, he says he didn't lose power, but many of his neighbors did. He lives in Pikesville in the Summit Park neighborhood, just down the road from the station here. So he said California brownouts have officially come to Maryland. But B, in their email, BGE was asking customers to conserve electricity beginning immediately through this evening, and store a supply of bottled water, non-perishable foods, charge your phones, computers, EVs. But telling people to charge, how's that conserving? If you're telling you're about to lose electricity, go charge everything in your house. Really?
That doesn't conserve.
Yeah.
That means peak demand.
Customers with landlines should keep a corded phone and report outages if cell phones lose power. Flashlight, you know, all the common sense type stuff. And then turn up your thermostat, turn on ceiling fans. Well, that consumes electricity as well. I just don't really
charge up your EV.
But,
come on. Let's go and really overload the grid, shall we?
But what I don't understand is what the hell is an unplanned disconnection?
Yeah.
Now, I would think if you're planning one, you send out an email a day before saying, hey, we're going to do, they'd be doing some work, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I don't know what an unplanned disconnection is. That a failure of the transmission system, or is it a failure of the grid supply?
Mm-hmm.
Delegate Ryan Naraki said this should be a wake-up call.
This is a supply issue on our grid. Now, granted, there can be substation issues even with adequate supply, but the bigger challenge here is that there is not adequate supply somewhere else on the grid to grab from. This should be a giant wake-up call for anyone that's a policymaker in Annapolis, for Democrats that are in control of the General Assembly, and for the governor to realize that what we have now cannot continue to go forward. We must change course with our energy policy and bring real supply onto the grid.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from an energy expert in a minute who basically is saying people aren't paying attention to the threat of rolling brownouts and even blackouts until there's real pain.
Yeah.
And by then, it's too late.
You know, welcome to living in California.
Yeah.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes. Yes, it's Chaz Whitaker.
Pretty good size backup on the 895 northbound coming up to the ramp at Poteet Street. Problem was a wreck is just beyond that at the Steel Bridge coming up towards Shell Road and eventually up to the Toll Plaza area on 895. Apparently still at a single lane for the traffic through there. And then, of course, once we clear that, we're okay into the plaza at Child Street and then northbound through the tunnel. Looks like to be about maybe 5-6 minute delay for the traffic northbound. Both the tunnels are really still backed up with a lot of heavy traffic. Southbound, the Beltway northeast side is clearing a little bit. That was the slow spot near Harford Road. Baltimore County with a new wreck. Liberty Road at Offutt Road, northeast side of the city. New wreck at Moravia Road, very close to Sinclair Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Hot, humid, mid to upper 90s today. Tomorrow, stray storms or showers still possible throughout the day today. Right now, it is partly cloudy and 74 in Owings Mills, 76 under sunny skies in Annapolis. And time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Once again, it is time for us to head to the clown car. Let's see if we can enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters on the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And this one, I saw this online, folks. This is a woman who's having a deep conversation, and it's pretty clear she's been educated beyond her abilities. Because she has no flipping idea of what she's saying. It's like one of those conversations you had in school where maybe the wacky weed might have been involved just a little bit, and you're just carrying on about something. You actually have no idea what you're saying, and neither does anybody else. But, of course, everybody else has to pretend that you're saying stuff really smart like this?
There's like an entire like debate over like whether we like found math or it's always existed. Like, for example, if there was no one to see it, like in the cosmos, and we had two particles like just like rolling around each other, does that mean two? Like, does that still exist? Does math still exist in that context? I think that math is probably something that we like observe and that we've kind of come to use like in a utility sense. But I don't think that I think there probably needs to be someone there counting for there to be one or two or three things. I think it's like there's some utility in math. So I don't necessarily think it's like something that you can quantify in this way of always existing. I think it's something that we kind of constructed.
Uh-huh. So if you go to the liquor store, but they're closed, and you can look through the window and you see a six-pack, since there's no one actually in the store to count them, you don't know how many bottles there are in that six-pack. I think I understand the concept. I think. I think I belong in the clown car next to you if I actually do, and I don't. So get the hell out of here. You're confusing me.
Now, there are some suggesting that Marty says they're conditioning us for the eventual rolling brownouts and blackouts because our electric grid is just
so weak.
You know, and again, we still have some very hot weather here for the last couple of weeks of August, and now they're saying that maybe the winter might be more harsh than usual, so we'll see what happens. Just a thought on the Victor Martinez Hernandez, who was sentenced to life in prison without parole for the brutal. Her head was bashed in with a rock, and then after he dragged her, he brutally raped her. I can't think. As I said earlier, this guy should be violated each and every day he's in jail. But that being said, there's a role that we all play in this, and that role is this guy came into the country illegally in February of 2023. He was able to get a couple of jobs, and I won't name the establishments, but they were both in Bel Air. And the question here is, did he have fake documentation enabled in order to get those jobs? Did he have a fake Social Security number, or did he rip off somebody's identity, or did they not bother to even check? And that's why I think that we all, in the private sector and in public sector, should be using E-Verify, if at all possible, to make sure that you are not hiring the next Victor Martinez Hernandez. Because had he not had gainful employment, he may not have been able to stay in Bel Air in Harford County and brutally kill this mother of five.
Yeah.
Now, he could have gone somewhere else and have done it. It's still a problem. But I think what the Trump administration needs to do, and they're doing a great job at immigration, better than I ever had expected, exceeding my hopes and dreams. But I think we now need to make life really uncomfortable for companies that refuse to verify someone's immigration status or don't even bother, or knowingly, wink, wink, hire people that they know their documents are sketchy or have no documents at all.
I proposed for some time, probably since the beginning of this first Trump administration, that the E-Verify be beefed up, that companies use E-Verify. And if they do, they're basically indemnified against damages from having illegal. If they use E-Verify and say it's okay, they're good. But then, following that, if you don't use E-Verify and you found yourself hiring an illegal, it's $25,000 per illegal per pay period.
Or I'd like to maybe see something even worse, that if you do that and that person goes on to rob, carjack, murder, you've now aided and abetted. You're an accomplice in that crime. That's number one. Number two, I think that when you look at the Trump administration has to really crack down on the people that are making false documents, that are assisting in aiding and abetting in bad Social Security numbers or counterfeit cards or whatever, or that are thing. I think life should be very, very rough on them. I think we need to change the laws. Because you really have to. See, do I really want to spend the next 30 years of my life in jail for making a counterfeit Social Security card?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think those need to happen. Hopefully, those words will get to
severe
President
consequences.
Trump's ears. Yeah, severe for those that knowingly hire illegal aliens or don't even bother checking, and for those that are aiding and abetting them with counterfeit documents or their stolen identity theft. Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble, and our Facebook pages, and it's being brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
8:23 right now. It's Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Well, there's another new problem now coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There is a report of debris apparently on the roadway southbound 95 in the area at Camden Yards at 395 and around that ramp and that interchange. So all four lanes again coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel are impacted and very slow. And with that, we're backed up once again through the tunnel, back through the toll plaza area, and back up the hill and then around the curve towards O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, and Moravia Road. So that will keep 895 still slow in the area from Pulaski Highway. So we're still going to be with this new problem now on 95, 30-minute delays, if not a little bit longer, for both the tunnels as we're coming south. There's a new wreck coming out of Ellicott City headed towards Columbia, southbound Route 29 in the area at Route 108, maybe crowding a lane just a bit. Construction delays, they work during the rush hour, northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Hot, humid, mid to upper 90s today. Tomorrow, possible storms out there. Mostly cloudy, 75 in Ellicott City, 74 in Reisterstown. After President Trump called Baltimore so far gone yesterday in his press conference, the Maryland Democrat Party, you know who heads that up now? Stuart Pittman.
Okay.
Anne Arundel County, he's the Maryland Democrat Party chairman and the county executive. They put out a post on X, and it said, quote, "Hey, F you."
Really?
"Maryland police answer to Maryland residents, not a sex pest with daddy issues." End of quote.
That's an official release
official
from the Democrats.
From the Maryland Democrat Party. It was deleted at 2 p.m. Monday. Baltimore Sun has reached out to Stuart Pittman asking for a response. So far, he has not returned their phone calls or emails. So this is official Maryland. Keep it classy, Democrats.
Oh, wow.
F you, Maryland police answer to Maryland residents, not a sex pest with daddy issues. Okay, that's how far gone the Maryland Democrat Party is. Okay, I know you may not like Trump, you may disagree with him, and that's fine. But that kind of stuff...
That's just out of line.
...is completely out of line. All right, next up is... And by the way, a glaring fact that people aren't reporting on the redistricting debate that we'll share with you at the end of the show here. So Ivan Bates, I've given him credit, along with U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, for helping to reduce the overall homicide rate, non-fatal shootings. I think it's more what they have done rather than what Mayor Scott is doing. And the homicides for the past week, right now, 84 in the city have been killed. That's down from 115 a year ago, same time. So it's a 20 number drop. Okay, mm-hmm. and he's done. I give him an A, an A plus on that, because he's putting repeat offenders and the trigger pullers in jail where Marilyn Mosby would not. Okay, so here's what he said as to why it's working in Baltimore City.
Yeah, when we came in, the one thing we wanted to be, my administration, is to be a partner to everybody.
Yeah.
We recognized that that was the piece that we thought was missing. For instance, the police, and the mayor used to always say that the police were making the arrests. Mm-hmm. We looked at the numbers. In 2 years before we came in, the police made about 2,200 arrests. And the 2 years that I've been here, my first 2 years, they made 2,400 arrests. Violent repeat offenders with guns. Yeah. That's who my office focused on. And the first administration, they put about 1,000 of those individuals in prison.
Wow.
We put 2,200 of those individuals in prison. So we've taken individuals off the streets. When you take violent repeat offenders off the streets, they're not shooting. Therefore, if they're not shooting, they're not killing. Therefore, you'll see a massive reduction in crime, would also end the violence, but you also have the opportunity of all the other partners to get the attention of those individuals to make the changes.
All right. Bravo. Kudos to Ivan Bates, City State's Attorney. I give you an A plus on that. Now, the other problem we're having in Baltimore City and the state of Maryland is the juvenile crime rate is exploding. Juveniles are being used by older gangbangers and others to commit crimes, knowing that they're going to get a slap on the wrist or they're going to get released to mommy or daddy, whoever happens to be available that day, or put on an ankle monitor. And here's what he said about juveniles.
Well, the services. Yes. And that's the most important aspect. You know, I do, and I've had a meeting with the new secretary.
Yeah.
I like her a lot. Right. I think she's headed in the right direction, but it's just going to take time. You know, she has an agency. When you look at the number of reports that was broken, a number of different facets, but she's focused on doing the right thing. She's focused on those changes. We have to sit back, give her the opportunity and the time, but she's focused on the services for young people. I believe some of the young people are some of the most phenomenal people that you ever want to meet.
Yeah.
Baltimore is the opportunity to be in great hands, but we also have to give them the time to mature and make some of those mistakes. But there's also a level of accountability. I also believe that some of the changes and tweaks that we were able to see from the juvenile justice bill back in 2024, you're seeing some of those changes happen. That's why I think you're also starting to see a decrease in some of the juvenile crime. But there's a small segment of the juveniles that just aren't getting it, and we have to hold those young people accountable so that they do not eventually appear in the adult system. That is not what we want. We want our young people to thrive and to be successful in life. And that's where services and community all come together.
Phenomenal people aren't bashing pastors over the head, carjacking their vehicles. Phenomenal people aren't vandalizing the same store in Federal Hill repeatedly. Phenomenal people are not assaulting people in the street and conducting drive-by shootings. So as good as he is on the repeat violent offenders, this services crap, and it is crap, he gets a D on that. Yeah. And Ivan Bates just signed his name to the statement against President Trump federalizing the D.C. He put his name to it, along with, I can't believe Yitzi Schleifer did as well, but he did. See, the Democrats, if you don't march in lockstep, then they start ostracizing you, and then they dry up your money, and then you can't get reelected. But I give Ivan Bates great marks on the first part, not so much when it comes to holding juveniles accountable.
Yeah, phenomenal. Teenagers don't mug little old men and beat them half to death.
All right, coming up, more on the D.C. takeover. Also, the glaring fact left out of redistricting, and Westmore's poll numbers have begun to slip. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A Hartford County judge has sentenced Victor Martinez Hernandez to life in prison without the possibility of parole for a 2023 killing of Rachel Morin. The 24-year-old was convicted in April of first-degree murder, rape, kidnapping, and other charges after prosecutors said he attacked the 37-year-old mother of five while she was jogging on the Mon Pa Trail. Six people, including four children, died Sunday in a house fire in Waldorf. Authorities say two adults escaped. Another resident was not home when the fire broke out, but the victims included children believed to be as young as 9 years old. Mayor Brandon Scott rejecting the president's claim that the city has so far gone on crime, pointing to Baltimore's lowest violent crime rates in more than 50 years. Scott says homicides are down 28% this year and credited the city's group violence reduction strategy for the progress. A crash is to blame for sending a juvenile to the hospital in Belcamp happened yesterday morning in the northbound lanes of I-95 in Harford County. The moments, ahead of the accident are currently under review. Thousands of Baltimore area residents lost electricity yesterday after an unplanned disconnection at the Brandon Shores Power Plant. BGE issued an emergency conservation request as the regional grid operator ordered a temporary reduction in demand to stabilize the system. The right southbound lane of Hanover Street Bridge is closed for repairs, according to city transportation officials. Crews are fixing multiple holes in the bridge deck between Cromwell Street and the start of the steel grating. The work began earlier this week, expected to last until at least Wednesday or Thursday, weather permitting. It's 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick 3 lottery 050, pick 4 6860, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Delays coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Part of that was debris on the roadway. The other part is a tractor-trailer is broken down, kind of crowding the right lane as you're coming out of the tunnel, getting down towards the ramp at Key Highway and before the interchange at 395. So, I mean, it's just jammed up, and we're back all the way through the tunnel, and then 95 has been slow south from the ramp area at Moravia Road. So that's still a problem, and that also still creates a problem for the traffic on 895. And that's going to be slow from Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, coming through the city-county line. So we're still in the area, 20 to 25-minute delays. Very slow, though, as you're coming out of the southbound tubes on 95. If you can stay over towards the center and the left once you come out of the tunnel, a little better going through there. The late accident, Howard County, was blocking a lane southbound Route 29 at 108. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, it is going to be a hot day as temperatures climb into the upper 80s and the low 90s. It's going to feel more like the mid to upper 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Tonight we drop down to the 70s, then tomorrow it's back to the 90s with the next chance of storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds will send Dean Kramer to the Hill tonight, trying to cool off the Mariners, who come into Baltimore, winners of 9 of the last 10, and breathing down the necks of the Astros in the AL West. Manager Mancillino pleased with how Kramer has performed this season.
Yeah, I mean, Dean's been great. You know, you talk to Dean and his goals and what he wants to do in the game, and the guy wants to throw 200 innings every year, and he kind of embodies that every day with how he goes out there.
Birds just 3 3-6, though, since the trade deadline. They batted only 136 as a team in the Athletics series. Ravens back at it today in Owings Mills, and an interesting back and forth with Rashad Bateman at the mic on Sunday. Was asked about right guard Daniel Fa'alele, who was not only a college teammate at the University of Minnesota, but apparently he was a college roommate.
Well, when I was in Minnesota, he was like over 400 pounds, so there's a big difference, and he was my roommate, so all the food was gone a lot. So
all the food was gone a lot. Not only was Fa'alele his roommate, but also a couple of other offensive linemen were in the quad as well. Elsewhere in sports, two Japanese boxers have died from brain injuries suffered on the same fight card. Shigetoshi Kotari and Hiromasa Urakawa sustained the injuries while competing on the same card, although in different fights in Tokyo on August 2. Kotari in a 12-round draw, Urakawa after sustaining brain injuries and a knockout loss. Happy heavenly birthday today to one of the greatest high school quarterbacks in Baltimore history, the great Jack Scarbath. Born on this date, August 12, 1930, passed away at the age of 90 in 2020. Scarbath was the great poly engineer quarterback back in the late 40s and early 50s, went on to the University of Maryland, and was runner-up for the Heisman Trophy in 1952. On this day in sports history, August 12, 1978, NFL New England Patriots wide receiver Darrell Stingley suffers a spinal cord injury, leaving him with incomplete quadriplegia after a hit by Oakland Raiders safety Jack Tatum. And on this date in baseball history, a dark day, August 12, 1994, the Major League Baseball Players Association votes to go on strike, leading to the cancellation of the World Series for only the second time in MLB history. And finally, the Milwaukee Brewers don't only have the best record in Major League Baseball, they have the newest concession item that has gone viral. It's called Murph's Pocket Pancakes, and they'll be sold at America Family Field during Sunday games for the rest of the season. They're named after manager Pat Murphy, who has strange eating habits during the game, which he revealed in an interview last week to reporter Trisha Whitaker.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancakes. I got I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Delicious pizza, bagels. What else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
So the wind up is they're going to be selling. Let's see, what is it called here? Ball 4 pocket pack. It's a pocket pack of 4 pancakes and a choice of maple syrup or strawberry compote dipping sauce for $4.99.
Wow!
And a $7.99 pocket pancake, double chicken and pancake, which includes 2 pocket pancakes, a chicken tender, and all kinds of good stuff on
it. Not to be confused with Chuck Whitaker's pocket pickle.
No,
which,
of course not.
We're not going to talk about
it. We don't talk about
it
or see.
No, we don't. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to see it ever.
When we return, who is the greatest Oreo of all time?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So you brought up something interesting, Sean, to me, something you saw on Facebook.
Yeah, I was scrolling through Facebook, and they just, you know, for yucks, as they often do, they had all Major League Baseball teams listed, and they said who was each team's greatest player. And for instance, they had the Babe Ruth is the Yankees, Ted Williams the Red Sox, Walter Johnson for the
Senators back in the day.
So for the Orioles, they had Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay.
And I thought, look, we all love Cal, but was he the Orioles' greatest player?
Well, so if you look at the Mount Rushmore of Orioles, right, it's got to be one of four,
right,
or maybe five.
Right.
It's either Cal, Palmer, Brooks, Frank, or Eddie Murray. Right, so one of those is going to fall off the Mount Rushmore. I would not say Palmer was the greatest, only because he could only affect one out of five games.
Yeah.
Whereas Cal could affect every game.
Yeah,
Frank.
But when it comes to playoffs and World Series,
so did Eddie.
You know,
right? Exactly.
Well, Frank actually won a Triple Crown.
Frank was only here 5 years.
But Brooks was an amazing best fielder of all time I've ever seen. He was a 260 hitter, maybe
260. You know, Cal wasn't much more than that. Yeah. Cal was what 275, 280,
somewhere there.
I, I would say I would give Frank the nod to maybe be the biggest difference maker in Oriole history, because when they got him, those 5 years were unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I would say the greatest player overall, I'd probably have to go with Cal.
Okay.
Because of his availability.
Durability.
And his, yeah, his durability, 430-plus home runs. It's a good debate.
It is a good debate.
Yeah.
I personally have I have personal reasons, but I think Brooks. But
personal because you grew up with him, basically?
I grew up with him. I knew him.
Yeah.
I just, I've never seen anybody field like him ever.
No.
And basically, Sean taught Brooks.
Everything he knew.
Everything
he
knew.
Mm-hmm. Especially the vacuum cleaner part.
Yeah.
So you were so you were an early investor in the Hoover?
I was.
Okay. Electrolux. You went to the Electrolux.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Sure.
840.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The president yesterday, wow, what a press conference this thing was.
I understand a lot of you tend to be on the liberal side, but you don't want to get mugged and raped and shot and killed. And you all know people and friends of yours that happened. And so you can be anything you want, but you want to have safety in the streets. You want to be able to leave your apartment or your house where you live and feel safe and going to a store to buy a newspaper or buy something. And you don't have that now.
I'm puzzled by the vitriol that came his way following this yesterday from the political left, that this authoritarian dictator was taking. I mean, you're taking a look at a circumstance where D.C. is a violent city. And you look at all the capitals around the world, D.C. is one of the more violent as far as murders per 100,000. Is that really something we're proud of? D.C. slums are grim. I mean, there are parts of Washington, D.C. that one would not feel safe driving through at night, to be really straightforward.
Yeah, like U Street.
Yep.
Any part of Anacostia over on the southeast. Yeah, I mean, there are parts of northeast and southeast, which is no man's land. You do not want to go there.
My wife used to work at Greater Southeast Community Hospital, which I think is long gone by now, in Anacostia. I went to visit her once. It's the only hospital, Sean, I have ever seen surrounded with barbed wire.
Yeah.
I mean, they had razor wire around the hospital because doctors have nice cars and there are drugs in the hospitals. It was a true cesspool. And so, wow, the president, wow, what he did was he somehow did bad things by saying we're going to clean this up.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
That's it. We're done. He brought Pam Bondi up on stage. She reiterated some of the stuff that he had to say. If we have time, we'll bring you some of her in just a moment or two. First, though, it's 8:43 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for the Chazzer. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Did he say a couple of utes?
A couple of utes.
Yes.
There are utes there.
Say what? A couple of utes. What? Okay. Southbound 29, the wreck is right here at the interchange of 108. You're still crowding the right lane, so there's a backup there as you're coming south on 29 towards Columbia from the ramps at Route 40. It looks like the traffic's still getting by in the center and the left-hand lane. Not too much of a problem northbound. All of this stuff at the tunnels this morning started with an accident. Then we had this broken-down tractor-trailer southbound. Now, before 395, there was some debris on the roadway. So with that and the fact you're looking at that tractor trailer, we're still backed up on 95, at least back beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue, and 895 is still backed up well before the Erdman Avenue ramp. So some big problems now, still slowing with at least 25-minute delays, if not longer, coming south at both the Harbor Tunnels. Finally getting better on the northbound side of 895. It looks like the wreck after Poteet Street has now been cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Hot, humid, mid to upper 90s. Maybe a stray storm is possible. Right now, sunny, 78 in the city, and it is 78 in the Middle River. And time for us to share our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Lifeguards near Columbus, Ohio, left their post at a public pool to go save two people drowning in a nearby stream. A mom and their 7-year-old son were struggling in 12 to 15 feet of water. The lifeguards heard them yelling for help, scaled a fence, and saved them both. Here's the 18-year-old manager of the Pataskala Pool, Caden Ross, talking about how he helped save their lives.
There's a water hole down there about probably 12 to 15 feet deep, and I see her actively drowning. I jump in the water, and I save the mother, and I bring her to the log, and then she tells me my boy's under there. Another guy came, and he sees the little boy's feet. I tried to determine if he was breathing. I gave him 2 rescue breaths, and then I began doing CPR. As I was doing CPR, stuff started to come out of his mouth, which is usually a good sign. It wasn't even at our pool, you know. Like, we ran and had to get in a creek, and it was a life or death situation.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Lifeguards tell you they do incredible work. So our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4. Closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
So as part of Section 740 of the D.C. Home Rule Act, the president can invoke his powers to take over the Metropolitan Police Department and put it under the control of the Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has now tasked Terry Cole to be the one to coordinate all of this with D.C. Police Chief Pam Smith, who, by the way, is a DEI. She has been seen while marching in parades handing out safe sex kits instead of keeping the streets safe. She's more interested in keeping the sex safe, apparently. But anyway, Pam Bondi is the one that's going to be determining how the MPD will be operating going forward. And by the way, she got and President Trump, the head of the police union in D.C., Craig Pemberton, is all on board. 100% with this takeover. So that is and Pam Bondi, she's making some pronouncements as well.
Well, yeah, Pam Bondi says that the crime in D.C. stops here, stops now.
Let me be crystal clear. Crime in D.C. is ending and ending today. We are going to use every power we have to fight criminals here. President, thank you for caring about our capital. Families come here every summer. Our museums are free. We have the National Zoo. We have the National Gallery. D.C. should be a place where everyone can come and feel safe.
And it is not right now. Downtown Baltimore is not right now. Many urban areas, there are places where you dare not walk if you're a visitor. I mean, what was it, 2 years ago in the Inner Harbor by one of the pavilions, a couple and their family from New Jersey were just wandering around midday, and they got mugged here in Baltimore. So tell me how wonderful Baltimore is and how the crime is going away. I'm sorry, that's not the image we have around the world.
No, and look, you can, and as we mentioned earlier with Bates and Eric Barron, crime is moving in the right direction. It's going down, but if you still have 100 homicides a year, that's still way too many.
That's down from catastrophic to kind of catastrophic.
Yeah, and again, it's still the perception. It was interesting yesterday. I don't know if you saw the piece. It was on X. I saw it. It was D.C. dispatched one of their local commanders out into the neighborhood, and they were touting the statistics that D.C. has been saying, like Muriel Bowser, like, crime is going down.
Yeah.
Crime is going down. And the neighbors were like, are you actually asking us to buy this? I mean, they were not in a nice way, but they were going, you're crazy.
You live here?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you really live here? Do you live in the same neighborhoods that we live in? Because we're not seeing it. We're seeing vandalism. We're seeing theft. Look at some of the store shelves. If you go into a drugstore,
everything's behind.
It's either everything is behind glass or the shelves are empty completely. I know people who live in D.C. My son was in D.C. yesterday. He said there were cops on every corner. And already the protesters, the paid protesters, Rangers were out, take D.C. back or keep D.C. free or some such nonsense. It was barely 6 hours old when the organized resistance to safe streets and against criminals had begun.
One of the amazing things to me is that goods in stores become currency. All of a sudden, a couple of years ago, and it's continuing now, there's a rash of people going into a store and stealing the big jugs of laundry detergent.
Right.
That they then use basically as currency to pass on to somebody else. It's a barter community going on. But that kind of stuff is abhorrent. Pam Bondi says, no more Lord of the Flies.
No more crime rampant in our beautiful capital. No more teenage girls beating a disabled man to death. No more of that. No more drive-bys. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to all work together. That's what we all do in this room. We work together. We fight. Do not underestimate one person in this room. We're going to make D.C. beautiful. We're going to make D.C. safe again.
Yeah. What something to aspire to right there. Safe streets. I mean, this is as simple as the world. What do you need to have people move into your town? Good schools, safe streets, period.
And don't say safe streets in Baltimore.
Yeah.
8:51, 9 before the hour of 9 o'clock. And coming up next, something about redistricting that you're not being told that you should know, and some other very important tidbits that we'll leave you with here before we sign off today on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Governor Moore. Approval rating is starting to slide a little bit, even among Democrats.
Yeah.
They're
noticing it hasn't done anything.
Well, normally, you like to see 80% approval from your own party.
Oh, yeah.
He's down to 68%. He's at overall 50% approval rating. And look, there might be a little bit of lag here, but based on the massive tax increase he imposed on us and his energy programs, which we start having rolling brownouts and blackouts, his numbers are going to drop like a rock.
Yep.
This is according to a new Maryland Now poll that's just out. It's in the Baltimore Banner, in case you want to check that out.
So it's 8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, a guy who's not shutting down like AOL, he continues his dial-up service. Yes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
I'm not having any brownouts yet.
It's good. On a number of levels, that's so good.
You have to ask the king of brownouts, Joe Biden.
Yes, that's the level I was taking there.
I wouldn't mind sitting at a beach chair for a while. I could do that. I could see that happening. The inner loop of the Beltway is slow, crossing Route 40 up towards I-70. That's the normal delay late in the rush hour there, where it eventually comes up through the construction area at Liberty Road. We're still slow through Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40 coming down the hill. Inner loop of Green Spring, the Parkville side, is still slow. Just went down and saw some late data that we were slow around the American Legion Bridge. The problem was on the Virginia side, again, with an incident just after the Potomac. And with that, we're backed up to River Road, back to I-270. On the Capitol Beltway coming around from the Mormon Temple in Montgomery County. They're moving, but it's taking about 20 minutes to get through that area. 95 and 895 are still backed up. Even coming up now to 9 o'clock, we're still looking at 30-minute delays from earlier problems. They continue to be a problem at both the tunnels. The late backup was with a tractor trailer on the right side on 95 southbound right before Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid today, maybe a storm, mid to upper 90s. Right now it is partly cloudy, 78 in Stevensville, 77 in Millersville. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Lots to talk about, of course. You were just talking about Governor Westmore's approval rating. We're going to discuss that. And then we're going to start the show with what's going on in D.C. I thought this was amazing to see all these Democrats react the way they did. If Trump is successful, that is their worst nightmare.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Their worst nightmare. If he gets control of D.C. even just a little bit, I think there's going to be a lot of people that will talk about possibly voting differently in inner cities, number one. But number two, they're going to be asking questions. Like, what have you guys been doing all this time?
Exactly.
For decades. Yeah, that's
a 20 issue.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that people want to be safe. I mean, I just looked at the D.C. residents reacting. They sent media out yesterday in the streets, and they were like, you know, in agreement.
Yeah.
Even Muriel Bowser, who was, I understand, furious, but even she had to admit yesterday what he's doing is legal, and they will follow the law.
Right. Exactly. So she had to break that news. So we're going to talk about
Kathy
that.
Kathy Hochul. She follows the rules.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Delegate Mark Fisher is going to join us at 10 a.m. Of course, we had the outages yesterday across the state of Maryland. I think it was about 4,000 people total that lost power. We've been expecting things like this. And I would say this is a little different than what we've been talking about on my show before. But this just puts in perspective, if there is ever a problem, right? I mean, we are down so low on energy. If there's a problem with one plant, I mean, that just throws everything off. So I saw people posting on social media, don't plug in your cars. Don't do any of these things. And I'm like, well, you know.
But BGE was telling everybody to charge their phones.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're having a power outage in the near future, so go ahead and charge.
How could you have an accidental disconnect?
It was unplanned disconnection.
Didn't make sense.
Somebody walked by and said, I got a vacuum in here. Here, I'll pull this plug. How does that happen?
That's a good question. We're going to talk about that at 10 o'clock with Doug and Mark Fisher. And then, of course, the Bread family getting a little bit of closure yesterday with the sentencing in Harper County. But still, I mean, I look at this, life in prison. Number one, I don't want to pay for this guy. Number two, I think he deserves a death penalty. But, of course, we're living in a state where that just does not happen.
Right. So. Well, he'll be treated rudely.
Oh, yeah.
In prison, that's for sure.
Gen Pop. We'll get a hold of him.
Hi, Kim.
Thanks, Place guys.
Live coming up next at 9 o'clock. So here's the thing people aren't talking about in the redistricting debate. And this is a report just came out, shocking report, that has not received the attention it deserves. I want to make sure that you knew about it. The U.S. Census Bureau recently admitted, in the 2020 census count of the American population was incorrect in at least 14 states.
Mm-hmm.
And those mistakes were costly to certain states in terms of congressional representation, number of electors, money those states are going to get from the federal government. To put the scope of these mistakes into perspective, you contrast the errors in the Census Bureau's latest recount with a recount from a decade ago. And here's what we find. Florida did not receive two additional congressional seats, which it should have. It was entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
Texas did not receive one more congressional seat, which it was entitled to. There's three seats right there.
Right.
Meanwhile, two other states, Minnesota and Rhode Island, blue states, each retained a congressional seat that they should have lost.
Right.
And Colorado gained a new seat to which it was not rightfully entitled. So there's a swing of about five seats in a razor-thin margin of only four seats. So what's happening is here, and I agree with Stephen Miller, he's basically saying what the Democrats have done over the years, for decades, is they've allowed illegal immigration unchecked into these blue states, knowing full well that they were going to be counted in the census. So what they've done now, these people aren't legal residents. They shouldn't even be here. And they've stole 20 or 30 House seats by counting these illegal aliens in the census. And now, of course, they're saying, oh, Republicans, you can't change your congressional maps.
Yeah.
Okay? They have literally brought invaders into this country by the tens of millions to rig the results of the census intentionally.
Yeah, and one of the things that happens out of this, of course, is now they're saying, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take up blue states and we're going to redistrict as well. Well, you've already done that.
Yeah,
it's hard to go tit for tat if you've already done the tat part five or six times.
Right, but they've redistricted and still gotten gains. They've used illegal aliens to drive up their margins, and that's the only way they stay relevant. Real quick, a Democrat whistleblower is now warning the FBI that Adam Shifty Schiff authorized leaking classified information to destroy President Trump during the Russia hoax. Eric Swalwell also played a role in those leaks. Further, we had J.D. Vance saying
criminal investigations.
There are active investigations. That's one of them, folks.
Yep.
Stay tuned. All right, we're back tomorrow morning bright early at 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.